Okay, Rav Yosef. Now we're just trying to get them shot in the Gemara. Daf Tesim Beis to Daf Yud Aleph. Let's start again from Tisha Tziburin. Tisha Tziburin shel matzah v'echad shel chametz, right? 90% likely to be matzah. Va'asa achbor v'shakal v'lo yadina ni matzah shakal v'chamet shakal, right? The achbor comes. We don't know which pile he took from. Hainu Tisha Chanuyos. Pirish, Piyasa, but if the piece blew away by separated by itself, and then an Achbor came and took it, Hainu Seifa. Disnan, Teisha, Hanuyas, Kula, Mochum, Sarshkuta, the Achbokers, Tarkavela, the Lakach, the Achbe, the Inyo, Dea, the Izme, Lakach, Sveto, Osser, Nimsa, Halech, Achar, Harov. That's the first case, Teisha, Tziburin, right? But let's not ask ourselves yet why Teisha, Hanuyas is the din that it is. Let's take for granted that for whatever reason, which we'll see, Teisha, Hanuyas is called Kavok, Mechza, Mechzatami. Right, so if you take from the kavua from the store, it's like 50-50, so it's also something that makes the chomer. If you find a piece on the street that was already pirish from the store, then the pirish halach achar rov, and it's 90% likely to be kosher, so it's kosher here too. If the mouse takes from the piles, you don't know which pile he took, it's like 50-50. If a piece blew off the piles, then the mice took it, you go by the odds, and it's 90% likely to be mutter, and it's mutter. The relevant part for us, at least for now, seemingly, is that in a case where it's kavua to 50-50, then we go to chumra, like Teisha Hanuyos. Because something.
Rabbi, that's not explicit that that's the case here in Kirin Bdika Hanuyos. Just as it says that Hanuk Teisha Hanuyos, it could be like the situation Teisha Hanuyos, and then Lachamer Bidoraita, Lakula Bidorabanan, like some of the things there with a Bika.
Okay, but everyone assumes this means that it's Lachumra, Hainu Teisha Chanuyos, because they assume that Hainu Teisha Chanuyos means there's a difference between Pirish and Kavua, and the difference has to be that Pirish is Lakula and Kavua is Lachumra. Whether it's the rice or the money, we don't know, but Lachumra, you know, it would be too dachuk to say, no, it means either both Pirish and Kavua are Lakula here. No, it means there's a difference between Pirish and Kavua just like there. Okay, so when does that become tricky? And this is what we just explained last time. That we go to the next case, right? Shnei tziburin echad shel matzah v'yechad chametz v'dayim shnei batim echad batim yechad shnei batim v'asur shnei achbarin, right? We have two of everything here. Echad shekel matzah v'yechad shekel chametz lo yedin hay lahay ayil hay lahay ayil hay shnei kupos, one pile of chametz one matzah, one mouse takes chametz, one mouse takes matzah, they go to two houses, one batik, one a batik, you don't know which went into which, so the batik guy doesn't know if he has to recheck his house. It's like shnei kupos, and l'chor means l'kula like shnei kupos. Everyone agrees to this as well. The Tan Shnei Kupos Achad Shel Chum Yach Shel Truma V'Neim Shnei Soin Echad Shel Chum Yach Shel Truma V'Nafla Elo Toch Elo Mutarin Shani Yomer Chul Toch Chul Nafla Truma Toch Chul Truma Nafla. It's exactly like the case of the Soin the Kupos Truma and Chulin fall to Truma and Chulin. We don't know which is which. Just like Matzah Chametz into Badik Nedo Badik. We're Mekel.
I don't know if there's nothing there, but there's an important case in my head. In the second case, do we know that even Truma was going house?
Yes, we know each mouse went into a different house.
There are only two possibilities.
That's what everyone assumes, and I think the pasuk shot. So the Gemara just asks, "Amar d'amrini shani yomer truma d'rabbanan." Granted, in truma d'rabbanan, we say shani yomer. What does shani yomer mean? We assume it worked out the best way. There are two ways: a good way and a bad way. We'll assume the best. That's only truma d'rabbanan. Chametz d'raisa miyarina. The Gemara answers, "Other be asomi d'raisa d'rabbanan need to be d'raisa bitli alma sagile." Maybe that's what we read last time. Right? Need d'raisa bitli is enough. It's only d'rabbanan suffer d'rabbanan lekula. This already creates, as I pointed out, the two questions that we discussed for half the last year. A, if it's very explicit here that because coming is only d'rabbanan and suffik is lekula, then why in the first case of Teisha Tziburin, even granted kavos kemechta mechta dami, it's not worse than mechta mechta, so why is suffik lechamra? B, that was a question of Tosos to Meskel Hainu, and the question in the last line of Tosos to Meskel the second was, why not say in any case that Sveik Sveika, because maybe the mouse ate it, and Suffolk will be Suffolk, as we know from Daf Tes. Suffolk not multiple Badai, but here, there's no Badai, Suffolk be Suffolk. Okay, before we answer the questions, let's just see the next two cases. Tzibur Echad Shel Chametz. One pile of chametz, two batim bedukim. We know he went into one house. We don't know whose. We both have batik houses. We don't know if he went to Reuven's or Shimon's. Hainu shnei shvilin, ditnan, shnei shvilin, echa tam yecha tohar, v'halach, v'echa mehem v'yasa taros, v'bacha v'yra v'halach v'sheni v'yasa taros. Rabbi Yehuda, Amir, Nishal, v'zef ne'atzah, v'zef ne'atzah, v'torin shnei v'azach estameim, Rabbi Yosef, v'benkach, v'benkach, tim, ayim. So, this is like shnei shvilin. What shnei shvilin? Shnei shvilin is safik tumor v'shus harabim, which is l'chula. So there are two paths. One has a dead body under it. One doesn't. And we each walk on one path. And then we meet up at the end. And we don't know which of us took the path of the dead body, which didn't. We don't remember who took the right path, who took the left path. We just remember we split up and took different paths. So both of us can go to Kula, because Safik Tumor says Rab Lakula. They're both Tahar. However, there's a Machlok's Tanaim. What if you have a Tartan Sasri? What if you contradict yourself in Kulas? Right? Meaning they're both Tahar individually. They can't both be Tahar as a conglomerate. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda says, if they ask at the same time their Tame, because you can't be mikvah on them both when they're together as a conglomerate. Therefore, you have no choice but to be machmir, because you can't say one is tamei, one is tahar. Because how do you pick? That's arbitrary. You can't say they're both tahar, because that's impossible once they are a conglomerate. So you have no choice but lechumer to say they're both tamei. Right? Assuming we tamei misafik. You obviously can't say they're both tamei. Vaday. And Rabbi Yossi says he doesn't worry about it. And then Amar Rav, the same Rabbi Yochanan, we won't get into this detail now, but Vasachas de Rikol Tmeim, Vasachas de Rikol Torah, Nechlo, Balisho, Lav Yachavir, Rabbi Yosef Mdame, Vasachas, Rabbi Yudim Mdame, Lulzeb, Achar, Zeb. Okay, he gives a detail, which we'll come back to, but, you know, we don't have a lot of love to say about it. They're not literally argument coming together. Everyone agrees that they come together, they're a conglomerate, you have to be a Tame, they both be Suffolk. Everyone agrees that they come separately, each one separately, you say Suffolk Tama, versus Rav and Lakula. The argument is if one guy comes and mentions his friend, says, I and my friend had this situation, do you say, well, we're forced to view them as a conglomerate? Or do you say, we can answer the fellow, you know, I'm talking about you, let's not talk about your friend now. I don't, but we're not discussing your friend. Okay, so that's a very technical machlokes and the technicalities of halacha. You know, when do you have to relate to the other guy who's not in bizdin, and when do you not? And that's the machlokes where Yehuda says, once he mentioned his friend, you have to relate to both of them as a conglomerate. Rabbi Yossi says, since his friend's not here, you could say, forget the part about your friend. We're not talking about it now, and relate to him as an individual. Okay, but not our topic yet. Let's go to the fourth case.
Excuse me, Rabbi.
These are the four cases of suffering. Yeah.
Rabbi, since I mean, they both, everybody agrees that if just one person comes, it's one thing. Does that mean that all these are basically chumas the Rabbanan put on, that you can't have this tarta de satra?
So the assumption of all the posting that I've seen is that this is a chumra de Rabbanan, that you can't have a tarta de satra. You could have said it's the Oraisa, that you just can't be illogical. But from what I've seen, the Mepharshim I've seen assume it's the Rabbanan. I'm not sure, but certainly the mainstream halachic derech in the poskim is that it's the Rabbanan. Then the last case we're going to deal with now, because then there's another like six or seven cases, but those cases are not cases of like 50-50 sfeikos. The last case we'll deal with now is Suffolk, Old Suffolk, Lowall. Maybe only one mouse with chametz in one house, but we don't know if we went in or didn't go in. Hainu bika, that's like the bika. We plug to real or abundant. The machlokes of real or abundant, which is a very hard machlok. There's many ways to understand it. And again, I apologize. I said at the beginning of the sugya, like each of these cases we have to deal with on its own, as well as dealing with them bechlolus. And the suffik ol suffik ol lowel is the hardest one. Like that's the only one where until you deal with it on its own, your mamash have no idea what you're talking about. But we'll try nonetheless. Okay, and there's a tumah, and a guy goes to a bika, to a plain, a bunch of a valley, as it were, an agricultural tract, and he says, I don't know if I went to this sadeh or not. So Rabbi Eliezer says he's tahar, even though it's Rosh Yachid. Rabbi Chacham says he's tamei, Safik Tom Rosh Yachid. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Safik, if you touched it, is tahar. But Safik Bia, Safik, if you went there, is tamei. Safik, if you went there, is tahar. It's not clear what he means. According to many Mepharshim, they're arguing about Sveika, Rosh Yachid. Rabbi Eliezer says, maybe you went into the field, maybe you didn't, even if you went into the field. Right? There's 30 fields. Maybe you went into this field, maybe not. Even if you went to this field, there's only a grave in one part of the field. Maybe you walked on that grave, maybe you didn't. So I realize there's Matahir. Chacham say, even speak Sveika, which the Yachid is tummy. Okay, there are other ways to interpret it also. Let's just summarize what we know now about Safik B'dikas Chametz.
right? Because what's unique about all these cases? They all seem to be 50-50 spekos. Again, as opposed to all the cases in the Gemara from now on are not 50-50 spekos. Those are more specific things about, you know, if you lose something and you find it, can you assume you find what you lost or not, et cetera, et cetera. You know, being your topic bees, if a mouse goes in and a cat comes out holding the mouse, is it the same mouse or not? Those are more particular things. These are more general clothing spekos. All these are general spekos. They're not specific questions about the behavior and psychology of a particular occurrence, right? Like all the cases until now, which we're going to leave until we finish this whole sukkah, which are less interesting, they're less chloistic. These are all chloistic. They're all 50-50 spekos. But that's not a 50-50 suffix. That's a question of, you know, what are the odds that if something moved, a person moved it or an animal moved it or it's a different one, you know, those are much more specific things. These are classic 50-50 spekos. 9 versus 10, which counts as 1 versus 1. 1 versus 1. 1 versus 1. Maybe went in, maybe didn't. Which, let's assume for, according to almost all unfortunately, step one, is just a 50-50 suffix. So, what do we have here? We have first case is Heshev's Rin. Second case is Shnei Tziburin. Third case is Tzibur Echad. And fourth case is Safek Al. Obviously, the fourth case is a little different than the first three. The first three are Mamish Sfekos of one object versus one object. Safek Al is an action versus not the action. Okay, but what's, of course, the problem in this Sukya? If they had said all of them L'chumra, we'd have said Safek L'chumra, Shkayach. Said all of them Kula, Safek Kula. The problem is that the sugya seems to contradict itself. By Teisha Tziburin, it's very clear that Safek goes L'chumra. Again, why is it very clear? Because Parish is L'kula, so Kavua has to be L'chumra, because clearly you are saying that the difference between Parish and Kavua. By Shnei Tziburin, it's very explicit that Safek is L'kula, and they tell us why. Because B'nigas Chometz Rabbanan, which is a very logical reason, which fits with what we've seen in Daf Dalet. By Tzibur Echad, by Tzibur Echad, L'chora, the Gemara is saying, well, I say L'chora because one, Risha will deny it, that Safek is L'kula, right? The comparison is two. Here the comparison is Safek D'Oraisa, Neveva. Here the comparison is the Safek D'Rabbanan. Here the comparison is to Safek Tama. Let's just see what the comparison is. The comparison here is to Safek D'Oraisa. Here the comparison is to Safek D'Rabbanan. I know, you know, at first glance in general. Here the comparison is to Safek Tuma Birshus HaRabin, which means that Safek is Lakula. What are we saying? We're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, if they come together as a chumra to avoid a tarktik sasra, it wouldn't look proper. Maybe it wouldn't even be proper to be makel on two people when they become a conglomerate, and then it becomes logically impossible and mutually contradictory. But one person comes at a time, we're makel. And then, of course, in Safek Al, what are we comparing it? We're comparing it to the Bika. Does Argmar say explicitly, Bimosa Gshamim? Bimosa Gshamim. Why? Because if you look at the Mishnayos, there in Taros, in the summer, a Bika versus a Rabin, because everyone walks there. But in the winter, a Bika versus a Yochid, because you're not allowed to walk there because you'll damage the crops. So very few people walk there. But we're comparing it to Safek Tomer versus a Yochid. And here, this is the first case where it is not 100% clear. You'll have the most, here you'll have mamash 50-50 on clarity, a lack of clarity. We don't know what the case of Bika is, what exactly are there, what's the difference between a Bika and any other Safek. Again, it's called Safek Bia. And what way is Safek Bia different? I give you one theory from Tosa Solitar, it's a Sfek Sveka. It's only one theory, it doesn't say that anywhere. Also, it's not clear if the Gemara meant. Did the Gemara mean it's a machlokas hacham Rabbi Eliezer, since we hold like the hacham, it's a loch, a karab, it's lachumra? Or could the Gemara have meant it's like Rabbi Eliezer Shita? Since here the Gemara brings two Shitas, I know the Gemara also brings two Shitas by Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But those two Shitas have had a weird borderline case of Bali Shalom Lavi Al Chaveru. They both agree if each one comes individually, it's Lakula. But over here, in the Etzem case of Safek Bia, they brought two Shitas. So we're not sure what the Gemara meant. And here, the Rishonim, it's funny. Some Rishonim are going to get into a lot of trouble because they assume one way. And other Rishonim are going to feel very free. Yeah, whatever works for me, I'll just go that way. L'chomra, Safek L'chomra, L'chomra. That's clearly, I think, all Rishonim agree. That's the L'chomra. But it's not Mukhra, because you could say they mean Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Okay. But L'chomra, Safek L'chomra, because L'chomra they mean Exactly the same thing here. Just like Chachamim and Lez argue there, they argue here. And if they argue here, they're just like the Chachamim and Lechumra. Okay, but that is the way.
Why should they compare it to Tumah in the first place? I mean, that's Xeris HaKosu, with Safik Lechumra. In Rishis HaRabim, you could go, but even without Xeris HaKosu, you could.
Okay, good question. The simple answer would be, if you have these four cases next to each other, if you only have the third case, you would say, you know what, they compare it to Rishis HaRabim? Because Safik Batika is Lekula, Safik Tumah Rishis HaRabim is Lekula, so they happen to both be Safik Lekula, so they find an illustration by Tumah. And why do they compare to something to Mishra Zayach? And something to Mishra Zayach. So they happen to find the illustration. I mean, Lu Yitzur, they had found it by Isser Behatter. They would have brought a mission about Isser Behatter. They only find it about Tumah. But since Suffolk is Lechumra, and since Suffolk is Lekula, then it's good enough. Whereas the problem is, in one line, Suffolk is Lekula, the next line, Suffolk is Lechumra. And that's what we have to try to solve. Okay, so I hope everyone's holding for me, because I'm for sure. Yes? Ah, okay, fair enough. So at least in number three, meaning all these, so hold on, each of these is a mission in Shas, which mamish the same thing, right? 9 and 1, 9 and 1. Two piles, two houses, two saws, two kupas. One pile, two houses, one mace, two people. Suffolk all. What does all mean in Aramaic? How do you translate all into Hebrew? But, or nechnas. Technically nechnas. Nechnas, ba, same thing, right? Fair enough. In Atas, ba, all is nechnas. Suffolk went in. Here it's a suffolk that it went in. So you could say, if you want to be naive, say, no, they're just looking for a case that's physically similar to illustrate it. Okay, of course, it might be more than that. And probably, but on a simple level. Okay, now you see how we have a mess on our hands. How does this mess start? I think the best place to start resolving this is the steer between 1 and 2. Why? Because 1 is where we start off, we compare to Safik and Reis Lechumra, and all of a sudden, 2, we say explicitly, it's the Rabbanan and Lekula. So, I think we only got through one answer last time, if I recall correctly. What was the one answer we got through last time? Was, and I put it sort of together, Tosfos and the Balamor. Right, interesting, the wife on the Rambam says like the Balamor here. Some of the fellows asked me. The Ravid on the Balamor not only said unlike the Balamor, but said call the Balamor every, you know, name in the book. So what's Pshat? So I don't think Pshat is you have to miyashi them. Pshat is the Ravid changed his mind a lot. Pshat is A, when the Ravid argued on someone, he got into it, and you know, just because he used a very strong lashon arguing on someone doesn't necessarily mean he was 100% intellectually committed for the rest of his life. It just means that once he's arguing, he argues k'moshen tzarech. And B, he changed his mind about everything all the time. Again, I'll refer you, Dr. Graf has an article someplace, I don't remember where it was published, because I have a pre-publication version, where he just brings all the different rayas from all of various sources about how the Ravid in his opinion. Sorry, Dr. Rachman's Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik. Shlita, the how he brings all the different evidence that, in his opinion, the Ravid changed his mind more and with more gusto than any other Rishon. Okay, so the Ravid changed his mind in between the Hasagos on the Balamor and the Hasagos on the Mishnah Torah. The fact that he yells and screams at the Balamor doesn't mean that tomorrow he won't agree with him, or yesterday, or whatever the order was. Okay, but what does Tosos say? Tosos says, right, and we pointed out, in Tosos, it is rejected. But in the Tosos, in apparent in the Tosos Shans, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of two equal answers. And the Tosos Rush, he prefers this answer. So, Tosos, answer number one, which I'll just point out, is the Maskana of the Tosos Rush. The Tosos Rush says, oh, this is for sure the right answer. He says, it's talking about L'chori, he means low bitel. L'chori, he means is bedika if you didn't do bitel. And L'chori, you have to add the okimta, it's too late to do bitel. Right? Otherwise, why not just do bitel? What does he say? He says low bitel. And that's very similar to the Balamor and the Ravid on the Rambam who say l'inyan bitel. Right, what do they have in common? Meaning, you didn't do bittul. if you didn't do bittul, whether the suffix is do you have to do bittul or whether the suffix is do you have to do bedika, the point is clearly suffix don't raisa, right? And therefore, it is no problem. So, Micha, this is a suffix d'oraisa.
Right. 1 second. Yeah. Green isn't great.
Micha, this is a suffix d'oraisa. And here also. Here you make your kemta is... into bittel, and therefore it's also micha, right? So the first case of the words without bittel, and the second, or le'inyan, whether you have to bittel, the second case of the words you did bittel, just le'inyan bedika, as it says there. Okay, it's a little dochak, you have to say the two different cases, but beseder, we can live with this. How about this case? This case is also micha. I think everyone is okay with this. Just say this is the same case, the okimta is... Vehasafek leinyan bedika derabanan. Say these the same thing is bittel, and the safek is leinyan bedika derabanan. Okay, that is pretty reasonable. How about when we get to the last case? And how about when we get to the last case? Here it is. Why are we comparing it to? Suffik to Rishus HaYachid, and L'chomra, that means that Suffik is L'chomra. Maybe Sveik is L'kula, maybe it's not, but at least Suffik is L'chomra. Why? So over here, the you have a few options. You could say what the Balamor says. Balamor says, oh, that one is going back on Bittel. This part is L'ing and Bittel. He ends up saying it's L'kula and Sveika, but Suffik would be L'chomra, says the Balamor. In this, you know, fourth paragraph, I think it's a paragraph for each, if I'm not mistaken. This is the L'inyan Bittel. In which case, Safek is L'chumra, and he holds that Sveika is L'kula. Right? But the Iker that Safek is L'chumra. Ah, Safek is L'chumra. There we're comparing it to Safek Tumra B'Shus HaYachid. The answer is, that's L'inyan Bittel. So, the first and fourth case were L'inyan Bittel. The second and third case were L'inyan Bedika after Bittel, which only draw a button, then everything works out as long as you make the right Okimta. Obviously, you understand why others will say it's a little too convenient to just make the Okimta and everything. We want to have an actual difference. Okay, but that is the Balamor's approach. What do you do with Suffik all? What does Tosu do with Suffik all? So Tosu says, what does Tosu say? First, I'm not. Our Tosos, I understand. I'm not sure all of Ali Tosos because, you know, Tosos in the end doesn't go with this derech. Okay, Tosos himself doesn't go with this derech. In the end, what could you do with Suffik? All says the Tosos Rosh. Sorry, I didn't put on the corals. He says, look at Rashi. What does Rashi say about Suffik? All? Give me a second here. Suffik, Rashi says... Gabi batim afilu rabbanan modu. They came into bedikas chometz rabbanan tolim lekula. He says it's lav dafka by suffik all. Okay, this is a little dachuk. You would have thought that suffik all means rabbanan or machmir. They're just like here. As a matter of fact, in our printing door it says ube plukta to where we lose rabbanan. The same plukta applies. That's not a problem because I don't think any girsa in the Gemara originally really has the word ube plukta. Has that phrase. It just says hayu bika. Doesn't say it's the same machlokas. So you think it's the same machlokas. Well, Agra says Rashi. They said the Tosas Rash like Rashi. Like Rashi there. L'enyan bedika dirabanan l'kuli alma potter v'eino shaveh. Okay, that's also a little dumb. It's not mamish like the case of Bicca. We just mean it's like the case of Bicca, where Rabbi Eliezer is Mount Mekel. You know, the smach is someone's, just like someone's Mekel and Bicca, it's posh that everyone would be Mekel here, having nothing to do with that. Okay, that's also a little dumb. Okay, but those are the two ways to defend it, according to Tosus himself, just leaves it tzarchim. That's the other option. Again, Tosus himself is Maskat, is not the first shot. Tosfos leaves it, sorry, Eon says, not sure why we're making this comparison. And that's also a possibility. Okay, let's go to the, one thing we pointed out, I just want to fill in, basically I filled in some Makoros that I should have put on last Makoros sheet. Tosfos rejected this pshat. Well, again, Tosfos rushed the Maskana of the pshat. Tosfos being a parrot is one of two equal pshat. You saw in the Makoros. Tosfos rejected the pshat. He says, what do you mean? Even in the Oraisa, Sofik should be the kulo, because it's Chesgas Paduk. Chazak is about for even in the Oraisa. We said there are two ways to answer that question. One was to say, and again, this is really getting into areas of halacha where the rules are not 100% clear. It's called itra chazaka, reis and a chazaka. Sometimes the chazaka is weakened and doesn't work anymore. So maybe this chazaka is a reis, which is basically what Tosfos in a parrot in brackets said. The other option is to say, no, there is no status on the house. The status is on the chametz or the person, not on the house, which is what the Eben Uzzel said that I put this one paragraph in the Makoros sheet. And then some of the lumdas that might depend where Badika is coming from is in the Eben Uzzel. Okay, we discussed that last time. I just wanted to fill in. If you look at the Tosfos in parrots in brackets, he basically says in different words, the reis and the chazaka. And if you look at the Eben Uzzel, he says, we don't follow the chazaka and defend this pshat because for any parallel pshat, meaning many pshats will need this defense, defend this pshat because the chalos is not in the house. The chalos is in the person and the chametz. Okay, but that we discussed last time. Let's go to the second shot. What's the second shot? The second shot is Tosfos himself, let's say. Okay, Tosfos on the daf. What's the second shot? Tosfos is, yeah?
The fact that we're saying Tosfos on the house, isn't it like the biggest
one
on the house?
Well, clearly, physically, you are, yeah?
No, I would say that that's only thing I mentioned this last time. Really, maybe. That's only possible according to the idea that the Bidas are on the Hana. The old is good by my mindset. How is it? It's not all the time to say it.
No, it's in your shots.
Okay. So here we're getting a little, basically, what you said is what the Eben Uzzel says. Here we're getting a little subtle. It's an interesting question. To what extent can you say Chesgas Isser or Chesgas Heter on the Chefza that's practically the Chefza involved, but not the Chefza that actually has the halachic status? Right? That's an interesting question. So the truth is it's not so much. If I was saying, well, Mike, so you check the house. Don't give me that Kamenetsky decided to be a brisker and look at things conceptually. We all know you checked the house. We all know you didn't have to check this house. Now you don't know if you have to check the house. Chazaka. Okay. And, let's just put it here. How's the red, by the way? Is the red better than the green?
Yes.
Okay, great. So
the black is better than them all.
Question on one and other pshatim. Which is the bias is Bechezkas Paduk, and we have two answers. Answer number one, which is basically Tosfos being a parrot, he doesn't say it. I don't know if he uses the magic word Reisa. One second. I have the Tosfos being a parrot here. But what does he say? He says that, give me a second. Hold on. What about this case? Isra Chazaka. Yeah, he doesn't say Isra Chazaka. He says about case two, but clearly, now case also says in Tosfos and parents, Itra HaChazaka. Answer number two, which is the Eben Ha'azel, that's on the Makoros sheet, he says no. The halachic status is not the chefza is not the bias, but okay, maybe you call it the chametz, you could call it the gavra, but that's what he says. The chayyab dika is al ha'adam, with chametz. It's not bias, but I'll call it the chametz. He calls it the adam. Red is not the bias, bought the chametz, right? The chametz is not the bias, and therefore, and the chametz has no cheskes heter, right? The chametz is definitely also, you just don't know where it went. There's no cheskes heter there. So now, basically what Feivel and Yaakov are arguing about is, and what would Tosos say back, right? Right? Tosos's question, what would Tosos say back to the Evan Ozel? So, here, I mean, we can keep going, but either, what would Tosos say back? Either, Aleph, you can have a chazaka even in something which is not the heftza shell mitzvah, right? We're aveira in this case, let's say mitzvah because chametz, the even if it's not a heftza shell mitzvah or aveira, chazaka is and something that is, that has a certain status. It doesn't have to be the halachic status. Just has to be a fact. This house was baduk. That's true. So, and that's a general question. In which case, maybe the Evan Ozel and Tosos, or you could say one answer Tosos and the other answer Tosos, are arguing about how chazakas work. Does a chazaka have to be on the proper heftza shell that Shabbat did? Or can a chazaka just be on any heftza? In which case, they are arguing about rules of chazaka. The other option, which is how the Evan Ozel took it, is the Evan Ozel's way of taking it, is no. That Tosos thinks that the Hefta is the bias. And then they're arguing about the Dikas Chametz. Is the Hefta the bias? Or is the Hefta the Chametz? Right? In which case, as Yaakov points, he says it in a way that makes it look very nice. He says, this is an afkamina of the first chakira in the Masechet. If the digas chametz shem yavol achlo, then what's the problem? The problem is your house is a danger. It's a halos in the house. You need a safe house, not a dangerous house. But in that, and that is Tosos shita, that it's a din in the bias. But our Rashi here says it's letting your bedika wear machmer and doesn't care about the chazaka. Rashi's Lashita say that no bedika is because of Bayur Bayu Matze. And Bayur Bayu Matze is in the chametz, not in the bias. The cheft of the chametz, not the bias. He makes it sound very nice. Yaakov, last time, if I recall, torpedoed the Evan Ozel and says, but Tosos here is Luyat Suyar. You didn't do Bittel, in which case it's neither side of that Chakira. It's just obviously Bayur Bayu Matze if you didn't do Bittel, in which case it should for sure the cheft should be the chametz and Tosos doesn't work out according to the Evan Ozel. And we left that a little bit. Sorry, Ian. Right, that's what you said.
I was thinking of putting it simply differently. That, in other words, that the discussion between me and Bible is only in as much as we're talking about Cheskas. I'm not sure I'm using the right terminology, but
as opposed to Cheskas Metzias.
Right. Where even I can't. Even I can't argue that there wasn't chametz here for the check. And in the Metzias, and there's a concept of what I can make out of it.
So what you're saying is you're totally rejecting the Evan Ozel. You're saying, hold on a second, everyone agrees that there's a chazaka of, like, facts. And here the fact is the house was clean and now it is, you don't know, so you should assume it's still clean. You don't need to be a formal chefza to have a chazaka about a fact. Okay, I mean, we go back and forth forever. It could very well be that here I'm getting much deeper than I wanted to. After all, for example, what about chazakas in Chulin about whether the knife was pukum or not for Shita? There's no chalosness of the knife being kosher or not. It's just whether it can do a good Shita or not. So at a certain point, it could be that we'll say that maybe there are tzedinim chazaka. Maybe there is more of a... Okay, I really don't want to get into this, so I'm just going to give you something to think about someday. You know, classic question, chazaka, what we call birur hachra, does just mean halacha keeps the status quo because that's how legal systems work, or at least this legal system. Or does it mean, no, we really assume things stay the same as a birur because it makes sense that things stay the same. Could be there's svei dinam chazaka, and it could be that in a chanana, if you want to have the chazaka of fact, that works if it's a chazak of birur. If you want to have a chazakah of halachic status, that works as a hachron, only on an official chazakah shel din. And maybe what the Ibn Ezra would say here is, hold on a second. If you're talking about chazakah facts only means, oh, like I left something, why would I think it changed? When a mouse went in with 50-50, there's no chazakah and biber anywhere. How could there be biber when you know it's 50-50? Now you're only left the chazakah bachra, and a chazakah bachra only applies to a chazakah shel din. Right, so that is maybe what's going on deeper here, but we're not doing the sugya now. I really think that's what's going on a deeper level. We're not doing the sugya now. Whoever wants to take this and use it to understand all of Shas, I think it will work for you. Whoever doesn't have to. Let's go to the end of Tosos. Tosos in the end makes a big finish. Tosos says, you know what? This first case is not about Bedikas Chametz at all. It's not about Bedikas Chametz at all. It can't be. Rather, it has nothing to do with Bedikas Chametz. As a matter of fact, what's the one thing where it doesn't say in the first case of the Gemara, where it says in the next three cases? What word is not in the first case of the Gemara, but is in the next three cases? What's Shurish? Oh, going in. There's nothing on the mouse going in. So now this mouse didn't go in anywhere. You have the mouse. You caught the mouse. You found the bread, the baked good. You want to know, can you eat this baked good or not? Nothing to do with Bedika whatsoever. It says Tosfos, very, very poshut. Says Tosfos, what do we do with this case? He says, L'enyan achila. Says now, it makes perfect sense. This suffix is L'enyan achila, so suffix v'chomra. Achila, you want to know if you can eat it? That's obviously suffix d'oraisa, whether you can eat chomets or not. The next case is clearly L'enyan b'dika, because it says suffix v'chomra. The next case is Lenya Bedika because it says Suffolk all. Right? Suffolk high IL, etc. What about the last case in the Gemara for Tosfos? Can you say the last case is about Achila? What's the last case? Suffolk all? No. There's the word all. The Suffolk is whether the mouse went in or not. Not that you have the mouse. You don't know where the mouse is. It's clearly Lenya Bedika. If it's Lenya Bedika, how can we compare it to a case where Suffolk would be Lechumra? I mean, only in the first of these four cases you have the right to say it's Lenya Nachila, none of the other cases. And there, Tosfos enough. You know, Aleph leaves it, but sort of, and this is what I meant by, depends on your assumption. He could have said, like, the Tosfos Rosh Rosh. Oh, it didn't really mean it's similar to that. It really meant here it's Pashat Mutter. But instead, Tosfos leaves it, but sort of, Ion, Safed, El Safed, Lowell, Hainu Bika, Tame, Alari, Mashaif, Lenmina Bika, the Hachaf, you like El Safed, Echad, Okmaches, Kazbada, Kadamin, Le'el. Le'el. It's clearly Le'inyan B'dika. And therefore, says Tosfos, Tzarech Iyun. Tosfos doesn't have an answer for this, because Tosfos' basic shot is all sveikos of eating baked goods are L'chumra, all sveikos of B'dika are L'kula. And here, it's a suffix of B'dika, clearly suffix also of L'wal. Theoretically, the Tosfos Rosh also would have worked. Tosfos Rosh is not saying Tosfos' second answer, because he likes Tosfos' first answer. But you could have said, like Rosh. And here it's just a question of Parshanot. Tosfos thought that he'd rather leave Bitzarah Ion than say it doesn't really mean it's like Bikda. But you could also have said, no, it's like Rashi. It's fine. And obviously here you also said Tzarah Ion. Okay, but that fourth case is not going to work out Kipshuto. That's clear, because you can't say it's Lenya Nachila. Okay, those are two pshatim so far, and none of them have big yesodos in Bedikas Chametz yet, even though one gets into all of Hilchos Chazakos. So let's go to another pshat. Anyone know another pshat as to why Teisha Tzivurim would be Lechumra? Ah, who is the first one who says that? What? The Ravid, not the Ravid on the Rambam, the Ravid of the Palamor. The Ravid of the Palamor says this, and Rabbeinu David quotes this from the Ramban. It's not exactly Rabbeinu David himself, he has a little twist on it. But this is where Rabbeinu David quotes from the Ramban, Al Hasafik Nitkana. Al Hasafik Nitkana. That is the Ravid, and it's also the Ramban in Rabbeinu David. Seems pretty clear in the Magid Mishnah, not the one I put on the Makoros sheet, I think, but first one on this Rama, quotes from the Ra. Just that Lashon comes from a few places. Maram Chalava also mentions this. You know, just a few things. But basically, this is very popular in a number of Rishonim. Let's say the Raivin in the on the Balamor. What's the nickname for the book of the Raivin Tosavos in the Balamor? Right, there's a nickname.
Kosuv Shom.
The nickname is Kosuv Shom. Right, if you look, I have it home. You know, I haven't opened it for many, many years ever since they put it on the Bar Ilan. There's a lot of Sfarim. It's very sad. I have it home that I haven't opened since they put them on the Bar Ilan CD. But if you look at the Raivin of the Balamor, maybe in Ar Masechet it doesn't work so well. Okay. All right. In Ar Masechet they printed a little randomly. In some Masechtas actually starts with, he says, Kosuv Shom. This is what's written in the Balamor. He quotes the Balamor. And then he says, and I say, etc. Okay, in Ar Masechet, the printer skipped that part. But if most Masechtas, I think, he starts with the Kosuv Shom, so they nicknamed it the Kosuv Shom. The Raivin didn't nickname it that. It's not necessarily holy, but it's good to know that, you know, for example, on the Bar Ilan CD, or it's not a CD anymore, whatever it is, Proyekta Shut, as they say in Israel, if you want to find the Raivin Tosavos of the Balamor, you won't find anything called Raivin Tosavos in the Balamor, you'll find the Kosuv Shom. Okay, Kosuv Shom means Raivin Tosavos of the Balamor because he always starts with the word Kosuv Shom, even though in our Masecha, the printers left that out.
I have it here, Rabbi.
What?
I have it here in our Masecha. Kosuv Shom.
Oh, do you have a standard old-fashioned Vilna Shas or a newer Shas?
I have an Ozra Hadar.
Oh, okay. So the Ozra Hadar, they printed it more precisely. Okay. Anyway, says the Raivin, we'll call it in the Kosuv Shom, even though he didn't call it. He didn't call it the Kosuv Shom. Says the Raivin in the Kosuv Shom, and this is also the Rabbi Dovin, the name of the Ramban. Right, we don't have Ramban of Sachin, and we had those few pieces, but it's not really Pirshim Sachin. Shem Ramban, Magid Mishnah, Bishem Ra'ah, and others say a Yesod. What's the Yesod? Niskana al Hasafik. B'dikas Chametz, the Takana of B'dikas Chametz is al Hasafik. Okay, that's the Yesod. It's al Hasafik. The Maram Chalava also says this. Maybe says more than that. We'll stick to the Maram Chalava also. Nitkina al Hasafik. What does that mean? It makes perfect sense. B'dikas Chametz is different. Yeah, and Chalava B'dikas Chametz Drabbanan, but it's different than every other Drabbanan. Every other Drabbanan, be'etzem, they made the Takana in the case of Isser. And then you have to use your regular law rules for Achrius Fekos. But when it comes to B'dikas Chametz, everyone's besuffing. How do you know there's Chametz in your house? Now, again, you could have disagreed. You could have said, how do you know there's Chametz in your house? So there's Mukhsa Chametz in your house all year long, and you don't know if you removed it. Or because it's probable that after a whole year, you'll have Chametz in your house. He says, no, everyone's house only suffering Chametz before Pesach. And the nature of this takan is they specifically were talking that you have to be bodek misafik. And therefore, it makes sense why suffik is lechumra. Right? Then it makes perfect sense. Right? I mean, this is basically, I don't know why these cops are the same thing, really. Right? It makes sense that suffik is luchumra because b'dikas chametz was nitkina al hasafik. The only thing you have to figure out is, well, if b'dikas chametz is nitkina al hasafik, what about all these? What about all these other cases? Why are all these other cases? Why are the next cases we're making if b'dikas chametz is nitkina al hasafik? Here it gets a little tricky, and the Raivin is not, I admit, he's not 1,000,000% clear, perhaps, exactly what pshat is. Right? Why are we makel if b'dikas chametz was nitkana ala safik? So the Maram Chalava, both in quoting himself, he takes this to an extreme. The Maram Chalava takes this to an extreme. What does the Maram Chalava say? Says the Maram Chalava. He says, there's a big chiddush. You think Suffolk was the kula in the case that's compared to Shnei Shvilin? Of course, we all think that. That's Pashup Shan in the Gemara. He says a tremendous chiddush. No way that's not what they meant. What they meant was, and I know this is dachuk, what they meant was, just like over there, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi argue, and Rabbi Yossi says, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's l'chumra im nishalu b'vasa achas. That's what the Gemara meant. And this case is always like Rabbi Yehuda's b'vasa achas and always l'chumra. Okay, what are we actually learning from Shnei Shvilin? Really nothing. Really, the comparison to Shnei Shvilin is not worth very much. It's a Mechudish read of the Gemara, right? Mechudish is more respectful than Dachuk. It's a Mechudish read of the Gemara. He says what they really meant to say is, of course, Suffolk L'chumra, because Chometz ala Suffolk Nifkana. Pasha, because Chometz is Nifkana ala Suffolk. Suffolk is L'chumra. But we can't find a Mishnah of a case like this with one going into two. One going into one of two, technically, where it has a Chumra. So we'll find the Shnei Shvilin where it has a completely unrelated Chumra of a Tarti de Sasre, only in some cases, only according to Rabbi Yehuda, which would just be a remez that here it's always the Chumra for a totally unrelated reason. So that's Bitochak. But what does he say? He says they really meant the Chumra. They really meant the Chumra in this case. Okay, that's Bedocha. How about the last case of the Gemara? The last case of the Gemara he's okay with. Pashup Shad is L'chor. This works well for the Maram Chalava. How about this case? Here, they were clearly Mako, right? They were clearly Mako Sha'ani Omer. What does he say? He's being very radical. He's like the only very radical Mamish Niskana L'Sufik Arasof. Says, so how can you make it on 50-50 Sha'ani Omer? I know it's Drabbanan, but the difference is it's not comparable. True with Drabbanan, they didn't make special tachan on the Suffolk. Here, the whole nature of B'dikas Chametz, they were gozer on the Suffolk. That's the whole nature of B'dikas Chametz. I mean, Alpi Lomz is great chak, right? Tosos with Mr. Beich here. Tosos got in trouble here. He had to say you're talking about eating it, which is very dachuk and out of context, and that has nothing to do with, you know, anything to do with what came before, what came afterwards. Or you have to say, half the cases are Bittel, half the cases are Bedika, half the cases are, you know, also very Dachuk. He says, no, it's great, it's perfect, everything is L'chumra. Okay, everything is L'chumra. He has to swallow one big Dachuk and say they meant L'chumra here when the Pashup Shad is they meant L'chumra. Except in the case of Tarti and Sasri. He said, no, it was just a remez, just like Tarti and Sasri is L'chumra there, everything is L'chumra here. How about Sha'ani Omer is clearly L'chumra? So what Okimta does he make? He changes the rule of Sha'ani Omer. There's a Chakir in Sha'ani Omer. There's a Chakir in Lundus of Sha'ani Omer. But everyone agrees, except for Maram Chalava, what's the case of Sha'ani Omer? What's the case of Sha'ani Omer? The case of Sha'ani Omer is 50-50. However, what is the Chiddush of Maram Chalava in Sha'ani Omer? What's the Chiddush? That is better than 50-50. This is not a cool in 50-50. Forget about the Lomdus. Why? It's not a cool in 50-50 at all. 50-50 L'chumra, you know what it means? It means because it's more likely. Not because 50-50. It's more likely that you'd pour the Truman to Truman, the Chulin to Chulin. And in our case, it's more likely the mouse will bring chametz into the unchecked house and mats into the checked house. Why? Over there by the Truman, the Chulin, you could say, well, people notice, it matches, you know, they're more likely. Over here, why is it more likely that the mouse that took chametz knows it's more likely to go to the house and say, no, baduk? So he has to make a big okimta. Of course. If there are two piles, where are the two piles on the sidewalk, right? There are two, or in the chutzer probably, right? Two piles in the chutzer, and two houses, one is checked, one isn't checked. Mistama, where did the two piles come from? Mistama, the guy whose house is Pesachdik, he has a pile of matzah. The guy whose house is Chametzdik has a pile of Chametz. So therefore, he makes no kippah. The pile of Chametz is closer to the Chametzdik house. The pile of matzah is closer to the Pesachdik house. And what does Sha'ani Omer mean? Doesn't mean we're making 50-50 suffering. It means that we're so mech on Karov. Ah, we know we're somewhat on Karo. Okay, the whole sugya. It's like we're Babasra based on the fourish parts of the Chumash by Edna Rufa. Okay, somehow it turns out when you have two things and one is more likely than the other, but the likelihood is not 100% muchrach. After all, the mice, we're not sure exactly how they went. To be somech on korva, we're only somech for drabanan, not for daraisa, which is another chiddush. I'm going to be chiddush. I would have thought korva odds. If it's more likely to be somech that for daraisa, also he said no, it's not on me drabanan. They were only comfortable being somech on certain svaras for drabanan. Okay, tremendous chiddush. Really upturns everything. Actually, he not all of these pieces, but this part he actually quotes in the Raivit. He thinks that's what the Raivit meant. Which is a big chiddush, because the Raivit didn't say any of this. But let's put it here. What does he say? He says it's not a 50-50 suffix at all, but chametz is near the eino baduk, and the matzah is near the baduk. Okay, that's a lot of chiddush in the Maram Chalava. But the Maram Chalava, why is this important? Is it important because I think the odds are after all this Kedushin that he's the easiest pshat in the sugya? No. But this is really where you would think to go at first from the principle of Nitkan ala Safik, right? If Bedika is really Nitkan ala Safik, then every case should be Lachumra. Can we get every case to be Lachumra? Almost. The first case is Lachumra. The fourth case, simple pshat is Lachumra. The third case, we can stretch out a chumra bedochak by saying we don't really mean it's like that. We really mean it's like what Rabbi Yehuda says in Bo'o B'vas Achas for a totally unrelated reason. And in the second case, you can't get a chumra, so you have to say it's not a suffix. It's not a suffix. It's likely that it's mutter because each pile was near the house that matched it, which is a tremendous finish to the Maram Chalava.
It's kind of a rove, isn't it?
Right, he doesn't explain himself, I admit, he doesn't explain himself terribly. What does he say? He says, let me find it. Bishahaya al karchin hachanam shaya chomit somach lebayishin obodek umatzel bayis bodek talino de somach ayo le de somach. Mishum the Achbar Mivas boys, because Achbar are afraid, so they always run to the nearest refuge. Ulamai Demikra Tvei Ayel, and he went to the closer house. He doesn't really explain himself terribly well. I mean, he comes back to it again. How does this tie into the broader issues? We're going to have to do it for him. And it's a little funny, because isn't Karav Dor... He doesn't even use the word Karav. Samach. But isn't Karav Dor Raisa? So, it's not a good question, meaning if I hadn't used the word Karov, he would have been better off. Why am I making him Tsaris? He has enough Tsaris already without me.
I guess you could say that the rise of Karov is about where things come from, not necessarily about where mice.
Ah, that's a good one. Karov is where things come from, not where they go to. Okay, so you have to make this color. Here it's a bit of Somach, and you know what? That's far of Somach. I don't know if Doraisa would have been good enough or not, but Midrabanan, their hachra was, we only rely on that for Drabanans. And now he doesn't explain and exactly what's the case of the Shnei Kupos and the Shnei Sain, etc. But you have to say that's also some sort of form. Maybe they were Samach, right? Maybe they were also Samach. Ah, here's the Truman, here's the Truman, here's the Kulin, here's the Kulin. You never know, a guy could have, but here and here and here and here. Okay, but we rely on Samach, right? Let's envision that. We rely on Samach by Drabanans. Okay. We rely on Samach by Drabanan. It's right, it's not exactly Karov. Karov is where something came from. Okay, so nothing to do with Karov. We rely on Samach by Drabanan. Okay. He's making all this up. But it could be. That's the Maram Chalava. However, that is not what it sounds like, even though he quotes the Raivit as taking this, at least part of this Derech, and then rejects at least this part of the Derech, or the most often part. That's not what most of the Rishonim assume. So, rather, what do we do for the Raivid? This Hashem shot is, Nitkan ala Safik, in this case for Mako, if Nitkan ala Safik,
then why all of a sudden are we makel in many cases? Becomes very unclear. So here, okay, what's the answer? So there are different ways one could take this. What's the answer? But first of all, let's see. What could you say about this case? If Bidika's coming to Niskan al Safik, and this is 50-50 Safik, and notice, the Maracholami is very nicely. He says, you know what? The nine piles and the one pile, since it's Kavua, it's Kemetzam Eftadami, as if it was one pile and one pile. Well, this is one pile and one pile. And they're exactly the same. Through Kavua, the nine piles is like two piles. Shkayev, so why is two piles different from two piles? Right? So, clearly, according to the Maracholami, we know the answer, because it was Samach. But according to everyone else, the only difference between the first case and the second case in the Gemara is, in the first case, there was one house and one mouse. In the second case, there was another mouse and another house. What difference did that make? So anyone want to help the Ravid Udime out? And I'll just point out here, if you'll allow me to conflate, Rabbeinu David says it a little differently. Rabbeinu David says it a little differently. And the truth is the Maram Chalava also, like, it's, okay. What do we mean Rabbeinu David says a little differently? Says Rabbeinu David, remember, he said this a few times in the Masechet. He says, does Rabbeinu David think Bedikah is really D'oraisa or D'rabbanan? What has he said a few times until now? He thinks it's really D'oraisa. No, obviously, if you do Bittul and then Bittul works, it turns out they only need to do Bedikah and D'rabbanan. But the concept of Bedikah is D'oraisa. Remember, both him and the Maram Chalava said, you know why there's no Isser if you did Bedikah and you missed something, even though you didn't do Bittul. He says, well, Bedikah's D'oraisa, you did the D'oraisa the best you can. And that's good enough, because Bedikah's D'oraisa. Yeah, just because Jews are clever and we have an option of Bittul, and even if Bittul's room is in the Psukim, but the shot of the Psukim is Bedikah D'oraisa. Just there's a way around it doesn't mean Bedikah's not D'oraisa. Right, as opposed to the Rambam, who always expressed himself as, Shalom Sukkim is Bittul, and Bedikah is Darabanan. There may be a double Maram Chalava said, no, Shalom Sukkim is Bedikah. Just, there's all kinds of, and halacha, there's all kinds of factors which change things. So, says the Maram Chalava, he says an additional type, he says, and also Bedikah is Doraisa. What did he mean by this? What he meant by this is, that even though in the end Bedikah's only midrabanan because you did Bittul, and he thinks all these cases where you did Bittul, like a normal case, right? This he throws in as another factor. He keeps throwing, he says, but really Bedikah's d'oraisa. So really, like even the drabanan should be an extension of the d'oraisa. If d'oraisa is chumra, then drabanan should be the chumra. And that is explicit in Rabbeinu David. So let's throw in Rabbeinu David here. I'm going to make an executive decision and put Rabbeinu David as something similar to this. Why similar to this? Because Bedikah Nitkan Ala Safik. Says Rabbeinu David, he says, because really, Bedikah is Midoraisa. And, it's really Doraisa, but it's not really Doraisa. What do I mean? It's at its conceptual core, a fee of Doraisa. But it's in practical, actual, real-life requirements, not D'oraisa. So it says, we never really think it's D'oraisa. Of course, Safi D'oraisa is and not only that. Okay, here he's saying one more. Bedikah is D'oraisa, and D'oraisa, not just Nitkan ala Safi, D'oraisa and Emerald Safi. If the Torah told you to do Tashbisus or Mbatechem, what did the Torah mean? Here it's a little tricky. If the Torah tells you, Losoklu Nevela, did the Torah mean not to eat Suffolk Nevela? No, the Torah meant not to eat Nevela. But through general rules of the Torah, we also know the Torah doesn't want you to eat Suffolk Nevela. But it told you not to eat Nevela. Through a general principle, it also wants you not to eat Suffolk Nevela. Over here in the Torah, says, we start with Hechem, and you know, we'll explain in a moment why he says this, but it's not going to be important yet. When the Torah says, the Torah meant, what did the Torah mean? Get rid of only Vadai Chametz, and then through a general principle, you also have to get rid of Safik Chametz. You could have said that, but he says that's not Pashup Shah. Pashup Shah Tashbisus or Lo Yimatzi Lo
is that bedikas midoraisa. Not bedikas midoraisa because of a chloe principle of safek doraisa lachumra. Bedikas midoraisa because of pashup shan lo yirav lo yimotze. After all, remember this, the tzlach had a hint in Rashi's doraisa, right? Lo yimotze vaychapes bagodol eichel vakaton kilav vayimotze gavia. That's, we haven't gotten Tanakh yet, right? That's only Chumun Chumash. We see that lo yimotze means lechipas. So, sabdika midoraisa, and therefore, obviously, sfeiko, sabdika midoraisa, the ne'amar al hasafek. I don't want to say nitkina, because it's not a takana, it's a doraisa. And at Rabbeinu David, what's the nature of the takana drabbanan of bdika? Midoraisa, you need to bdika. But if you do bittul, then you don't. Midrabbanan, you still need to do it. The Rabbanan didn't make a new chi of bedika after the Doraisa. The Rabbanan just said, and this is the Lashon Rabbeinu David here, I'm not going to find this, it's only page 5 minutes to find this line, but I promise you, he says this line. He says, the Rabbanan were attacking not to rely on bittul to get you out of bedika, like to keep doing the bedika like the Doraisa. Right? So basically, it's nitkan ala safek. But here it's a different nitkan ala safek. The difference it makes will only be, hopefully you know the difference it makes, laying in why we don't worry about safek achila. But v'nemar l'safik, v'takonas bedika, he lo lismoch, shelo lismoch, al bitol, v'livdok kemo shenemar batora. What's he saying then? Basically, bedika is nitkan ala safik. Well, why is it nitkan ala safik? Not because when they made the takana, they made takana in safik. So the takana was an extension of the doraisa. Meet doraisa after bedika. But bittul gets you out of it. Midrabanan don't get out of it. So midrabanan, they just brought you back. They brought you back to the doraisa. They basically said, pretend you don't have a ptur from the doraisa. Okay, and the doraisa was nemar ala safik. Okay, so it's another kind of nitkan ala safik. Again, it's a little different. I'm not going to put it on the board. Maram Chalor threw an additional factor that maybe just the Klobis did suffer the Reis L'chor. Okay, but this reign of David, and then also Nicha, because Lamaisa was Nithkan ala Safek, right? Just Nithkan ala Safek, because it's the only difference is, here we have a Lomdash Chiddush, right? What the Lomdash Chiddush of the Sugya? The Lomdash Chiddush of the Sugya is that normally Sfekos are Klobis that rules. Here Safek is a protein. They made a specific Takan of Nithkan ala Safek. The only difference is for the Raivan and most Rishonim, and even the Ramban who comes before Rabbi Nadav's Rebbe, before he rejects him, first he goes to the Raivan, then he goes to his Rebbe, then he goes to himself. And when the Rabbanan sat down, they made a takana ala safek. For Rabbi Nadav, he just bumps it up one level. No, the Torah made a din ala safek, and all the Rabbanan did is kept you at that obligation of the Torah. Now, okay, but they're all... they all now have to explain, what about the second case? What about the second case? How come in the second case, you don't? So let's leave Rabbeinu David for now. Right, maybe we'll come back to him in a moment. I just want to show the similarity. Right? How come in this case, we don't say nitkan ala safek? Yes, absolutely. He's the force. Because the Takana Drabban is that even if you did bittul, act like you didn't do bittul.
And also, let's say you had a place in your house where you always brought something coming. So, and let's say you did bittul. So that's technically a something in the Dika. But would a bit of say that there also you have to?
Absolutely, because me don't write before you did bittul, you would have to search that because I'll suffic nitkana.
But what is
you're saying it's a different kind of suffic. Okay. You know what the truth is that
the only way it's not my sake is because
you don't know that it's there. Right, the Torah obviously said to check. That doesn't necessarily the Torah meant to get rid of your box of cereal that's stuffing comments. Okay, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure that's relevant yet, but maybe we'll see. Yeah. Or maybe not. Okay. Now, what else can you do with this case of Shnei Tziburin? What else can you do with this case of Shnei Tziburin? So, I think you have the Ravid doesn't say terribly much, but let's see what the Ravid does say. Here, I'm going to apologize for a little confusion.
Why don't you say this is like a suffix bia? Because you're only concerned about the mouse that has the chametz.
You absolutely can. But I don't think that's what the Ravid says. Okay, the question is what order we say things in. You know, is not ma'akev. But I already mentioned the Ravid. First of all, let me apologize. There's a little confusion, or there will be a little confusion. There's different girsos in the Kasuv Shama. The girsa on, and I especially apologize to Morty here for implying they were the same. The girsa printed in the back of the Gemara is not exactly the same as the girsa on the, you know, Bar Ilan, which is copied from the separate book published Kasuv Shama, which I have at home. No need to bring it for Shabbatel. So it's, you know, there's different yourselves in the Kasuv Shama. I don't think the differences are significant. I don't think it's a different shita, but there are different yourselves. Sometimes that can be a little confusing, you know, like normal different yourselves, not that he says totally different things. So I hope everyone will follow whatever Gersa they prepared it from, but what does the Ravid say in the Sox Ravid about more? It's a lot of unclear things, I admit, but let's see what he says. First, he says that, at the end, he says, Allah Safik Nithkana. But then he says, et cetera. Let me just find the place. I know I'm going a little out of his order. Ushnei tzivur in echad shal matzav yach shal chametz yochiyach. Dubo bedika, they wouldn't need bedika. What does he say here? I think it's an important line. And I think this line is both yourselves, but I can't read them both at the same time. He says, in the case of Shnei Tziburin, if there wasn't a second house, what if there were two, interesting question, what if there were two Tziburin shell, one of Chametz, one of Matzah, and only one house? Two mice, one took Chametz, one took Matzah, you saw one mouse ran into your house. Or one mouse. He took one of the piles, you saw it ran into your house. I mean, then obviously that would be the chumrah. Then that's Teishet Tzibur. Right? So he says it's only the other house that saves you. So what does he mean it's only the other house? It's only the other house that saves you. In what way is it only the other house that saves you? So it's not 100% clear what he means by this. He's clearly saying it's the other house that saves you. What does he mean? I'm not sure that everyone would necessarily agree that it's the other house who saves you. I'm not sure the Ramban, I don't have to look back again. So what does he mean it's the other house that saves you? It could be that, what does he mean by this? What he means is, there's an interesting question. There's something here called Sha'ani Omer, right? Sha'ani Omer. Is Sha'ani Omer the same rule as? What question do inquiring minds want to know? Is Sha'ani Omer the same rule as Savdaron Lakula? Until now, everyone's been assuming yes, which makes a lot of sense. Sha'ani Omer is the same as Savdaron Lakula. It's a 50-50 suffix. Look, think about it. Forget about the weird Maram Kalab. It's a 50-50 suffix. We're make up by Darabonis Machar Daraisa. Sounds like Savdaron Lakula. Or could it be that no, this is a different rule from Safi Darban Lakula. Maybe this is a different rule called Sha'ani Omer. Safi Darban Lakula means you're making me Safik. But not in all cases. Some cases of Darban Lakumra. Sha'ani Omer is more powerful than Safi Darban Lakula. It's not that you're making me Safik. This is better, more makel than a regular Safik. Why is it more makel than a regular Safik? Because you have a match. Isser to Isser, Heter to Heter. Now, I know I understand full well. Logically, I'm not being the Maram Chalav in disguise. Logically, scientifically, mathematically, it makes no difference. 50-50 is 50-50. Who cares if 50-50 is, well, it's a nice pattern that everything fits in? Or just stam a 50-50. Maybe it's us or maybe it's mutter. Stam 50-50 versus, whoa, it could all work out beautifully or not. Either way, it's 50-50. A mathematician or a scientist would not be impressed, right? You would say, that's a trick of your psychology. That you think, well, obviously things should work out the nice way. That has no actual valence in the real world. But it could be that that's a special kulin drabanan. It could be there's a special kulin drabanan. There are many kulas and drabanans more than in doraisas. Someone give me examples of kulas and drabanan besides self and drabanan and kula. We had at least one we mentioned, right? Nemanus of Ketanim, right? You trust the katan for Eidech Abisur and Drabanan is not a Daraisa. Remember, we had that. And what do you mean by Breira? Breira. A Breira, right? We pass me as Breira and Drabanan is not a Daraisa. Which actually, now, there's a whole machlokes. Why we pass me as Breira and Drabanan and not in Daraisa? But the simple shot is, I think, that. No, it's that. That's how the rabbanon took off. When they were talking, certain kulas and rabbanons. Not only suffik nemanis ketanim, right? The rabban lists them all in his hasaga on the Rambam, the first shorish of the sefer mitzvos. Many of them. Breyer is a great example. Right? Breyer, can you clarify something retroactive, decide something later, and clarify retroactively from before? Okay, so really, you know, it's not clear. But if it works out to look clear, that's good enough for drabanans. You know, that's a vague parallel here. If it works out to look good, that's good enough for drabanans. Maybe there's a special kula called Sha'ani Omer, when you have not just A or B, but A or B and A and B. And the A can match the A and the B can match the B. That's psychologically very attractive, although scientifically worthless, assuming not like the radical Mar Palava. But maybe Midrabanan, you're allowed to be somich on that. Why? Because there are certain kulas in Drabanan, really, you know, they were very makel in Drabanan. One of the ways they were makel was suffix. Another way they were makel was, and obviously we'll have time in another shiur or two, let's say, to figure out exactly what all the nafkaminas are. And these are all furish in mostly in the Nosa Kalim, in Yordias and Kofiud Aleph, but in other places also. Another cool they made is that if everything works out in a beautiful pattern, you can rely on that for drabanans. And even when it's nikkan ala safek, you don't say safek drabanan lakula, but you still say sha'ani omer. Sha'ani omer is a different rule from safek drabanan lakula. Maybe that's shot in the raifit. You know, again, I'm reading a little into the raifit, but I think that's the simplest way to read shot in the raifit. And of course, this brings up a, you know, this is the big fakir in sha'ani omer, right? Meaning, now you've gotten, I gave away the fakir. The Chakir and Sha'ani Omer is it just a hitimtzi of Safek Rabbanan Lekula? That they happen to use some words to describe in this case? Or is it a different rule? But maybe you could say for the Raivit, what could you say for the Raivit? Maybe you could say, no, Sha'ani Omer is a special rule. Not Chas V'Shalom, a special rule like Maram Chalava, that when Sios it's more likely. It's 50-50. But it's a special Kula. Besides Safek Rabbanan Lekula. Okay, what do we do for the next case? Of the two Bata Badukim, and you don't know which one the mouse went into. Clearly, there's no special rule Sha'ani Omer there. There's no nice pattern. Either went into my house and ruined my house or ruined your house. Right? Clearly, there's no Shaykh say Sha'ani Omer here. So, the Raivit doesn't explicitly say what he would say about this case. He says something, but I don't really know what he means or how he explained himself. What did he say about this? He says, "Sibra echad shall chamei to beis bata bedukim de plot reyud Rav Yosi elzog Rav Yosi nebedik lahagul loyim vidol zel mashachasher shnei shvilim sofik tuma ve'ilu hayu besofik lo hayu tmei impalsher shtrami elokimin de training of chabinayu vaday tamei kavaday tumahu malach Rav Yosi afilu tum derais v'kolshi in betul chameitz ki hay deloydi ise be'enei o lo." Okay. He's not really clear to what he's saying. He's saying the Baal Moor says that Safek, no, here it's Vaday. I assume he means Vaday, they both come together. And we're Mekel and Tomas, we're also Mekel even in Bethel, even in Bedika. But he doesn't really explain why we're Mekel here. What happened to Allah Safek Nitkana? So what Rabbi Nadavid and the Maram Chalava both say in the name of the Raivit, not in the name of themselves, is that this is different. You have to understand what it means Allah Safek Nitkana. What does it mean, ala safik nitkana? And here they give a lumdus in ala safik nitkana. I think it's a lumdus ala safik nitkana. What do we mean, b'digas chametz ala safik nitkana? Going back to what Yaakov pointed out before, but in a slightly different angle. That means they just made a takana? Ah, b'digas chametz has to be...
Okay, let me first write what they say. What is it? Let me go a little out of order. What does the Ravid say? Suffik ol suffik lowal, lomapikli miches kasa. Doesn't change the chazaka. What does the Ravid mean here? Says the Ravid. He says lakula. Again, within this, we said l'chura suffik l'chumra. You could color code people. People who say, how would we color code people? People who say, really l'chumra. Kimo Bika, because we pass like the Chachamim, versus people who say Lekula, Kimo Shitas, Rabbi Eliezer, meaning everyone agrees Lekula here, like Shitas, Rabbi Eliezer there, right? Rashi would be color coded this way. The Ravid gets color coded blue. Says the Ravid, we did not mean it's exactly like Bika. Rather, we meant we're Pashat Mekel here. Why are we Pashat Mekel here? Because Safik Yorban Lekula, what happened to Nitkana Allah Safik? He says, no, it's Enel Mapik L'Michiz Kasa. Here it is. Enechami is Nitkana Allah Safik. But it was the bias is Omeg, the Cheskas Badak. His Lashon is the suffix all doesn't take it out of its chazaka. Meaning when it's the cheskas badok, then we don't say nitkan ala suffix. We say nitkan ala suffix when it's not the cheskas badok. When it's the cheskas badok, we don't say nitkan ala suffix. And what's the difference between this case? The first case and the fourth case. The first case, a mouse definitely went in with something suspicious to the house. That takes it out of its cheskas batak. In the fourth case, the mouse might not have gone to the house at all. That's cheskas batak. If maybe nothing happened, we use cheskas batak. If something went in, we just don't know what it was, then that's not called cheskas batak. And the way the Rishon explained the right, and they'll take up his question, is the Rabbeinu David and Maram Falava explain Bedas HaRavid. They say here also, this is Kimo Safek Al. The Eina Motzi Habayis Me Cheskas Badok. Meaning, what's this first case? Think about this first case. There's a mouse in two houses. We don't actually know if it went into your house at all. Again, this is very much a matter of how you look at it. You could say, well, we know it went into one of the houses, but we don't know. What's unique about these two cases? We don't know if it went into your house. Either it passed by your house, might have gone in, might not, or it might have gone into your house, might have gone into someone else's house. But we don't know if it went into your house. So if we don't know if it went into your house is still b'cheskas baduk. If we know it went into your house, then you can nitkan ala suffik, and here, even though we know it went into your house, let's say Shani Omer is a special rule. Again, this is... focus in brackets. Brackets means we're saying it on our own. Or we'll just... Maybe that's what he means. I think that's what he means. Shani Omer is a special rule. What do we see here? That for the right, but it's all about mapik miches kaso or eno mapik. Or enomapik, or enomapik mechiz kaso. What does he say? I'll read it again. Tiny de melsum shem the ikar bdika. Here's the money line. Ala suffik nitkana. The ikar bdika chamech. The takana was made for suffik. Mishum hachi chad a sveikel omafka ala. Therefore, one suffik doesn't take away the chiyu bdika. Kol heichadika vade ayel bechad beis. As long as it for sure went into one house. Takes the house out of its chazaka. If it for sure went in, if a mouse went in with something suspicious, then it takes your house out of the chazaka. And then, but if the mouse might or might not have gone in, then it doesn't take the house out of the chazaka, and we don't say,
I don't know if the
argument
is but others in my thoughts said something similar to this, that Shani Omer just takes the situation of Vadai Al and makes it his own Al.
Yes.
That's the power of Shani Omer.
Yes.
One piece is in the record that something all is the Kula and Bade all is coming around Johnny over, even though in reality it's Bade all, it makes it a something all?
Yes. I think you could say that, and that's why I said maybe. So let's get back to the right. Were you going to argue?
That's what
you thought also in the Raigad. It's hard to tell. He doesn't say very much, does he? Did you think it? Why did you think it?
Because I think, I remember this actually saying like this, but there was a line where he says, when we say Kubo Kolasya, the Hasanach, which comes to the name are low all cloud.
You're right. Okay. That is a good point. Okay. I might have to take it back. Let's see. Where is this? It's later on, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you are right. Where is this?
Right.
Which line?
Right before in those Hazards.
No. Oh, I wonder if it's in my Gersa. You're reading from Nozo Hadar? I don't know which Gersa Nozo Hadar is. Probably is. So read me the line. What? It's in brackets? Oh, so it's probably from the version of the Bar Ilan. So let's find, so maybe that's why. What does he say here? Ella, read me the line. Okay, we should take Kupos, go.
Oh,
but he's not over there in the Shtei Kupos, this Achbar, we don't even know if he went in. So maybe, okay. We don't even know if this Achbar went in. But then why would that be only because there was a second house? Shouldn't there be enough for there to be two mice then? That's what I'm wondering, right? According to you, shouldn't it be enough that there are two mice? Why do you need two houses? You hear what I'm saying? If the Svara is just that, you don't know that a problematic mouse entered here and it's suffix all, then two mice should be enough without two houses.
Sure.
And you should say, the Tatius word is one mouse and there's two mice, and two mice is more Mako, because you don't know if the problematic mouse went in or not. But that's not what he says, right?
At the end of the day, there's a mouse here with a suffix, but he's holding something in his mouth. So it's only the Kula of Shani Omer.
Right, that's what I want to say. Okay, I admit. You hear where I'm coming from. Because at the beginning he says only because of the second house. And according to you, you shouldn't need the second house. You should only need the second mouse. The Hasam Achbar Sheyuchamitz Behev Emer Lo Al Klal Abayis HaBaduk. Well, Hachari Achbar Nechnas. Again, he has a new pshat and something. Oh, Al Sheyin Yodum Achamitz Behev Emer Lo. And that's because you don't know if this mouse went in at all. But you don't know if this mouse went in at all. And there's another house. I'm adding, and there is another house based on the beginning of the Raifat.
Does he ever explicitly come back to address why you need two houses? In other words, he only brushes.
He never explicitly comes back to address why you need two houses, but he says in the beginning as something. It's hard to tell, you know, what to take seriously, but let's try to take everything seriously, right? So he says only through the second house. Why would we only be Mako because of the second house? According to you, we should be Mako because of the second mouse. Right? I will not.
But isn't there a Ben of David's pasuk?
I will not eat it in the house. Two piles, two mice, two houses. That's the case in the Gemara.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Rebbe says only because there's two houses. What if there are two piles, two mice, and one house? That's between me and Yaakov. I'm saying then maybe we wouldn't be Mako because you don't have a pattern. He's saying we would be Mako. Because the mouse with chametz might not have ever entered your house in Suffolk Hall. That's what Yaakov wants to say. And I admit that other Rishonim say that. I'm just not convinced the Raivit says that. Because he emphasizes the second house. But we, you know, we could argue about it. But Yaakov, here's you hear where I'm coming from.
Rabbit explicitly doesn't say so, no.
Earlier,
when he says before he offers his own parish, when he's just responding to Balaam Or, when he says.
Exactly. That's the line I mean. That he says that it's only because there's a it's only because there's a bayit shein o baduk, right? Or in the version from the computer.
Just Shani Omer instead of being a special din of Dikai Chametz, it could be a special din of the Chazaka. It'll still be a unique din of having everything work out right, but not built into Bdikah
Chametz. Okay, that's possible. Hold that thought. The Ravid is pretty explicit. There's two piles, two mice in one house that we would be machmir. That's what it sounds like. Again, unless there's only this question, but I'm going to assume he didn't change his mind. Okay, let's go to the Ramban for a moment, or both sides. The Ramban of Rav Basra doesn't say a lot, because he's mostly talking about something all. He never discusses, he doesn't say a word about Teisha Tziburin, very unfortunately for us. But the Rabbeinu David quotes his Rebbe, the Ramban. Where does he quote the Ramban? He says, "Ulainina Sugya Omer Shukadivre Harav Binu Rafra Hamzal," right? Shayafa Lamadnu Shasavjubi Hakuni to gloss on solving Niskana, the Rabban also like shuffling Niskana. But rather, what does he say? He says, I'm skipping around a little. Dina the Shishatziburin, etc. And then you have to ask, what about the Shtei Kupos? What about Shtei Kupos? What about Nitkan al Stafik? He says no. Give me a second here. Lefita. Yeah, here we are. Lefia Shita Zos, according to the Shita of the Ramban, Komasha Cholku, again, fair enough, it's him quoting the Ramban, but at the bottom of page Samache on the Ring David, last few lines, Lefia Shita Zos, Komasha Cholku, Bahani Shte Kupos, Vahani Shte Shvilan, Vahani Bika, Hakolamitam Echmishim Sufik Eloy, Shakulam Sufik, Ol Sufik Lo Ol, Major Shte Badavanenu, Shalohea Echel Babais Echan, etc. What does he say for the Ramban? It's all three of the same principle. Okay, and Yaakov wants to say maybe the Ravid means this. I'm not sure, but it's not impossible. Here we have the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? He says, all these cases are different. This is Suffolk all, and this is Suffolk all, and this is Suffolk all, and that's why it is Let Kula. Right? He basically just takes what the Ravid says about those two cases, and Yaakov's saying maybe this one, maybe, and says that about the second case as well. They're all cases of Suffolk all. Why are they cases of Suffolk all? The way they're all the exact same principle of Suffolk all. Why are they all cases of Suffolk all? Well, the last case including Suffolk all. The second last case is a reasonable Suffolk all. After all, it might have come into my house, might not have. What in the second case? A mouse definitely went into my house. Here you have to make a subtle chiluk. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? I think going to this, not really two houses, two mice. The first case, there was a mouse with an isser. Suffolk isser. A mouse with a Suffolk isser went into my house. In the second case, there was one mouse with isser, one mouse with heter. The mice with isser might not have come into my house. Here, it's a little subtle, because either way, the chametz might not have come into my house. But the point is that, I think this is what the Ramban's saying. He's saying something very subtle. Says the Ramban, if a mouse carrying something questionable goes into my house, that's mafik miches kase. But if a mouse, in the first case, you view it as a mouse vadai carrying suffik chametz. In the second case, it's a suffix whether a mouse carrying vade chametz came into my house. What do I mean by this? Let me, all right, we're not going to fit everybody's got this board. You'll have to forgive me. But here, what are we saying? In this case, you have vadai nechnas achbar sheyesh befiv suffig chametz. But in this case, suffig nechnas achbar sheyesh befiv vadai chametz. Now, this is how you conceptualize it. You could have conceptualized it differently, right? You could have said, even the second case, there are two mice, each one is carrying suffig chametz. But no, that's not how we conceptualize it. There's one mouse carrying vadei chametz and one mouse carrying suffig chametz. And one of them went into my house. So you see the subtle difference. I think this is, again, he's not saying a lot, but I think that's what he's saying. And here, I think if I'm saying is a special rule of of a matching pattern, right? Let's call it. You see the nafkamina. According to my shot in the Ravid, we're only makel because there are two houses. According to my shot in the Ramban, we're makel because there's two mice. You don't actually need the two houses. Those are not necessarily important. And Rabbi David will go back himself and makel only and be makel only because there are two houses. But that's the difference. Vadai, a mouse came in who was questionable. That breaks the chazaka. Over here, no. You don't say vadai, questionable mouse came in. There was one good mouse, one bad mouse. The bad mouse, the good mouse is harmless, right? The mouse carrying matzah is lamal of lamor. It doesn't exist for our purposes. The mouse of the chametz, it's really suffering. Oh, there's two mice. One mouse doesn't exist for halachic purposes because he's carrying matzah. So there's only one mouse carrying chametz. He might or might not have come into my house. Now it's the same as the third case in the Gemara, and that's suffix all. That's what he's quoting from the Ramban, if I understand correctly, suffix all.
Coming to this house, there is a holder going into this house carrying something.
That's one way to look at it, but that's not how the Ramban is looking at it. And what is Rabbi Yehuda asking the Ramban again? I'm being a little unfair because Rabbi Yehuda asks on the Ramban. Maybe it's a straw man, maybe it's not. But let's assume this is what the Ramban meant because we have no other evidence, right? You're right, you could have seen it that way. At a certain point in these dakistic, not sure why we say dakistic instead of dak. I think just to sound affirmer. In these subtle halachic issues, you could look at it one way, you could look at it another way, and sometimes it's just like you have to have a shita and decide to look at it one way. Like, I don't know that I can always explain why you should look at it one way and not the other way. And even there's my folks showing whether to look at it one way or the other way. I don't know that I can do better than to just say they argue at the axiom of how to look at it. But Feivel is saying you could have disagreed. In a Hanami, you could have disagreed. You could have said, no, a mouse entered my house and I'm not sure what he was carrying. So therefore, it breaks the chazaka. But you could have also said it a different way. Said that if there would be one mouse who took from the two piles. But since there are two mice, then we don't view each mouse as carrying something problematic. We view one mice and mouse as harmless and irrelevant, and one mouse as chametz stick. So there's only one chametz stick mouse, and he may or may not have entered my house. Just that's how we view it. I think that's what Ramban is saying. No, he's not explicitly much of anything, because again, this is all quoted in the reading of David. I'll just read you the one line. Ready for the one line? The one line is, Lefia Shitazos. And again, you could say this is only how Reina David accused him. But, Kol Mashachoko Behainu Shtei Kupos, Behainu Shtei Shvila, Behainu Bika, these last three cases, Hakol Mitam Echemishim Sofik Iloi. It's all Sofik all. That's all he says. So, Kulin Sofik all Sofik lo all. Bain, here's it. Bain Shah Yushtei Batum Fanenu Oshloi Hoya Lobas Bais Echad. Okay, here actually he does seem to say it's not important how many houses. Bain Shtei Batum Bain Bais Echad. The simple shot is, in all the cases, it makes no difference. The two houses and one house are not the relevant factor here. That's the Pashup shot. And then he asks in the Ramban, then why do we have three cases? Should have just said Safigal. And then, what does he. And then he has another kasha. He says, and also the suffix all in the last case, Rabbi Lazarus, Mekel even, and maybe we're Mekel even Daraisa, the suffix all in the in the case of Shnei Tziburin, we're all going to make from the Rabbanan, they're clearly not all the same. But he's accused of the Rabbanan saying all the same, and he does say it makes no difference how many houses.
Right, I'm saying that you could say that maybe kind of like blending together the right a little bit with Rabbanan, that what gives him the right to view it in this way is that once you have the right pattern, so that when you say Shani Omer, that gives you the right to look at it through that lens as opposed to, as Bible saying, just looking at the end goal.
Aha, okay. That is going to be what Rabbeinu David himself says. Agav, I'll just point out that I wonder, I really have no way of being machria this, so I'm not going to say anything intelligent now, but I'm just going to wonder. This whole thing about this words of chazoka, mapikli, chetzkase, etc., I'm not sure, once we're already in the realm of nitkan ala safek, do they mean there's nitkan ala safek, and that as a din prati. Then there's din kloli of chazaka. We call it tarkula. Chazaka is machriya, but sometimes there's, like the Zohar where it says, isra ha-chazaka. There's a reis in the chazaka. And they're using the kol tarkula rule of chazaka? Or could it be, no, nitkan ala safik, and within the nitkan ala safik, there's a din prati of chazaka here also. Meaning, what's the nature of nitkan ala safik? It wasn't just that Chazal Stam said, we're gozer on safik. No. They were gozer on... They said there's three kinds of houses. There's a house that's chametz dik, that's irrelevant to us. There's a house that's baduk, and a house that's eno baduk. And there were gozer, like when the house is becheskas eno baduk, right? That's the kind of stuff that they were gozer on. When the house is becheskas baduk, they weren't gozer. And the whole question here is not necessarily the called for kula rule of chazaka, but what's called cheskas baduk, and what's called cheskas what's called cheskas einul baduk. Okay, but I don't know if that's necessarily important for us. So that's just something I wonder. Like, is this whole chazaka aspect din kloli chazaka or din prati they built in over here? I mean, the point is you need to get your house out of the status of einul baduk into the status of baduk, and that's the nature of the takana l'safik. That's all I mean to say. When they made the takana l'safik, did they just say we're machmir on sfeikos, or did they say no? There's a baish einul baduk. And you need to get to the status of Bayez Baduk. And that's why there's a halachic status of a chazaka here. Okay, but let's just go on to Rabbeinu David, which is exactly what Daniel was saying and what maybe Yaakov was hinting at and Avi was saying, etc. Let's go to Rabbeinu David himself, and then we need time for a lot of things. Let's see what we have. Okay, we have to get to Rashi. Okay, so. We have to get to Rashi. Why did I leave Rashi for last? I'm leaving two people for last. Rashi and the Rambam. Why is it not unfair of me to leave me for last? Because what do Rashi and the Rambam both not do terribly much? Explain themselves. Right? The Rambam does have one line where he may or may not, where he explains something. The Rashi, I don't think, has any lines where he explains anything. But we're going to have to, obviously, we're going to have to talk about them. Do we have to talk about them yet? No, it's up to you. Okay, so let's see what Rabbeinu David does. Rabbeinu David here is very subtle. Says Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David here is very subtle. He himself, right, remember, he's also Nitkan Allah Safik, but a slightly different Nitkan Allah Safik, because the Daraisa was Xeris Akasav Allah Safik, and then Midrabanan, they just said, act like that Din Daraisa still applies. But what does he say himself? He says, now again, a lot of what he's changing is Le'inyan Safek Achila, which I know we're sort of dancing around because I've tried to conceptually separate the different parts. But what does he say here? He says, clearly, it's Safek Daraisa. Safek, the Daraisa is Allah Safek. So why are we making on Shtei Kupos and Shnei Tzivurin? And don't say it's suffic all. Don't say it's suffic all. Because suffic all really would be mutter even in Doraisas, because it's Chezgas Baduk. So he says, rather, Kachi Tarfo Shel Davar. He says, Im Yesh Avok Shelo Huxuk HaChamitz Bebayis El Shu Suffic Im Nichnas Im Lo Nichnas B'zei Yishdinim. We're not machzik in Isser. We'd like to keep the chazaka. V'hayin emasnisin de'in choshin shemagira cholta. Why we keep the chazaka? There's cheskas baduk. Even though it's ala suffing, there's such thing as cheskas baduk. So ala suffing, the Torah says, lo yirali matzei tesh v'sorm batek, and everyone searched the houses because it wasn't the cheskas baduk. Likewise, if your cheskas baduk is broken, like it, a mouse brings in suffake baked good, like the first case, now you have no cheskas. But if we can preserve the chazaka, we keep the chazaka. That's why in choshin shemagira cholta yim bakum lobakum in the Mishnah and Daf Tesam and Aleph. And that's being the rice, being the rabbanan. Chazaka works even for a d'oraisa. Teita, sh'amru, etc. Okay. So, what is Rabbeinu David himself saying? Let us make some room for Rabbeinu David. What does Rabbeinu David himself says? Says Rabbeinu David himself. This is Rabbeinu David. David, he says, suffix all. This is, again, same thing. This is also Chezkas Baduk. Chezkas Baduk. The Lakula Afilu Midoraisa. Or rather, I'd say Midoraisa. Right? Right? He's not saying this like the Ishbika, this like Rabbi Eliezer, Shitin Bika, Lakula, even Darais, the Bechazkin's body says, Lomas Kim Misura. Something Maya might not have gone in. You know what? Whenever something's kosher and Treif Maya might not have gone in, we assume it's kosher. Right? It's Bechazkas, Kashas. Whenever something's Mutter and an Isser Maya might not have happened to it, okay, we assume the Isser didn't happen to it. That's Chazaka. Unlike Tesha Tzivurin, the mouse went in with Safik Hametz. Then you can't say it's still Bechazkas. Okay, what about the middle two cases? So he says, a mouse did go in. You can't stan say chesgas baduk. After all, a mouse went in. Call echemna batum besafik mishmatzo chametz. Ella, but because they're two batim, we find a heter that maybe the chametz went into the baisha in the baduk, the mouth baish baduk. And therefore, there's no cheskas chametz in this bayis baduk. But on the other hand, we saw matzah and chametz go into two houses. Therefore, ain potum shalom min abdikas shem rabbanan v'lo min abitol shizdeh adinu kedin shani omer. What's he saying? He's saying that some sort of combination of what I said for the Ravid. What I said for the Ravid was a special kula stam based on psychology, based on looking good, looking proper. Having nothing to do with Cheskas Baduk. What he quoted from the Rabban is pure Cheskas Baduk. He himself combines it, like a few of us just suggested. What does he say? He says in this case, there's the din of Sha'ani Omer means that, I realize I used up my spacer, so let us, let's make like a little space here. This belongs here, obviously, is what I mean. Is that the special din of Shani Omer? What's the special din of Shani Omer? It's not just a Heichi Tetzi, it's a special din of Shani Omer. But it's not an independent special din of Shani Omer. Is that for a din derabanan, we view it as not breaking the Cheskas Baduk. Meaning, you could view it two ways, as we've been saying. Right? Five arguments thing. You can look at this two ways. You could say, look, there's two houses, there's chametz and matzah here. You know, there's not suffix, old suffix, no, lol, maybe nothing happened. Something happened, a mouse went into here. Right? A mouse went into two, where a mouse went into the houses. You could view it two ways. So you could say, look, what are you talking about? Chametz went into one of these houses. Chametz went into these houses, problem. Not exactly five, so we'll see for a moment. Chametz went into one of the houses, problem. Or you could say, what do you mean? The mouse with chametz might never have come into my houses. Might never have come into my house. Okay, you could look at it different ways. What's the answer? The answer is that Shani Omer, for Drabbanans, we look at it the more makel way that it still has a chazaka. And for Daraisas, we look at the more machber way that it broke the chazaka. That's a special thing of Shani Omer. That, if there are two ways to look at it, I mean, maybe not any two ways, at least these two ways, you could look at the more makel way for Drabbanans. That's Shani Omer. He says, after all, we saw chametz and matzah. Now both houses are really mesupak, and you can't say the becheskas baduk. On the other hand, we don't know if anything problematic entered your house, so therefore we can make el indra bonans. And then he says the exact same thing. What does he say about the exact same thing? V'chein le'inyan. And then he says the exact same thing for shnei shvilin. One second. Again, one truma fell into one of two dish baskets of chulin, same as Shnei Shvilin. But there, no, we have to answer them both. But if it's Drabbanan, they were matter if they came to ask at separate times. It's again Shani Omer. Here also it's a Shani Omer. I could say, look, I'm coming to ask. The other guy's not coming to ask now. I can be told the answer on him. And that is Shani Omer. So what does he say? He says, these are both the special din of Shani Omer, but what's the din of Shani Omer? The din of Shani Omer is really just the din of Cheskes Heter. What's the din of Shani Omer Cheskes Heter? Was the Cheskes Heter broken here or not? It's always subtle to know when the Cheskes Heter was broken, when it wasn't. You know, we could sit here with subtle chilukim, all day long. When do you view this as breaking the Cheskes Heter? After all, now you've put a suffix inside. And when do you say, no, you haven't broken the Cheskes Heter? Meaning, when is the suffix inside, when is the suffix outside, as it were? Okay, so he says, that's the din of Shani Omer, if really, both of these cases, you know a mouse entered someplace. They're not really suffix all. Interesting. He thinks Misvara is not suffix all. Because you know a mouse entered one house, and both houses are equally likely. Once you know a mouse entered a house, mida oraisa, you that breaks the cheskes baduk. But midra banan, you could say, not if he didn't enter my house, so it does break the cheskes baduk. Basically, someone else's house is just as good as a house that's not baduk. That was not baduk yet, because for me, it's a house that I don't care about. So that is. There's a lot of subtleties here. Basically, if you want to go to Kol Tarkula and know when to say Mokum al Chazaka, when not to, you're going to find a lot of subtle chilukim. Let's just review the subtle chilukim. For example, over here, we're not exactly sure what the Ravid says. By the way, the Ravid David is clearly only because of two houses. So if someone wants to say the Ravid meant like Ravid David, clearly can. It could be that the second is the special case. There's two of everything and it works out so perfectly. Could be the second case is just Misvara Suffolk all. Or it could be, no, the second case is misvara, not suffik al, but midrabanan, we can look at it as suffik al. Misvara, no, what do you mean suffik al? A mouse came into this house. But we can look at it as suffik al, or, better yet, midaraisa, it's not suffik al, because what do you mean? The chametz went into one of these houses. There's clearly something broke here. Clearly something different here. But no, we can say, no. Forget the other house. Mine might not come to my house. Suffolk all only in Drabbanans. How about the second case of Shnei Shvilin? You could say it's possible Suffolk all. It might have come into my house. It might not have. But Rabbi Nadav says, no, Misvar, that's not Suffolk all. A mouse went into a house. We don't know which. That's already breaking the Chazaka. But in Drabbanan, we could say, not a mouse went into a house. We don't know which. Forget the other house. The other house is full. My house, a mouse didn't necessarily go into. In the last case, all these Rishonim say is based on Cheskes Baduk. And is Lakula. Okay, that is the whole Miskana Ala Safek with all the different permutations, and I admit it's a little subtle, I apologize. I just want to at least get through the Chedusha Ran here. The Chedusha Ran, I really think, is very, very brilliant here. The Achronim go to town on this, in terms of the Kol Tarkula implication of the Chedusha Ran. If you look in the Ebn Ozel that was in brackets, I think it's this Ebn Ozel. He quotes how the Nesivas and the Makor Chayim disagreed with the Chedusha Ran's approach to Sveikos, and then he himself defends the Chedusha Ran's approach. But what does Gibshiran say? I think that's the, again, I don't know how you count it, but I think the last, like, clear other pshat is the Chidushiran. So let's see if we can just squeeze on the boards here. 1, 2, 3, 4 is a little tricky. Numbers. More than one way. I should have done that. A, B, C, and D. Fine. Chidushiran. What's the chap of the Chidush HaRan, anyone? Yes?
When you know something that's there, and then another subject created, it doesn't have a different subject on it. Yeah.
Okay, but let's take a step back. The why don't we say Safik Lekulu by B'dikas Chametz? By Teisha Tzibur? According to the Chidush HaRan? No, he does not. I don't think he says all the Safik. Yeah, yeah, yes, let's say this a little better. This is a big yisod in Yoredeya. Anyone learned Yoredeya, right? The idea of a suffix to Arisa Shinesgalgal the Drabanan, right? I mean, that's really what this case is. Suffix to Arisa Shinesgalgal. What do I mean by this? Something's a suffix to Arisa. And then the whole Isser turns into Drabanan for some reason. Do we now say suffix to Drabanan Lakula or not? You know, suffix if there's blood in this piece of meat or not, and now I cook it. And cooked blood is only Drabanan. So now it's a suffix to Drabanan. Suffix this pot became trey for not, and now 24 hours passed. Now it's Einu Ben Yomer. After 24 hours, it's only Nesu Drabanan. Suffix if this piece of meat is trey for not, and now I cook it in a cholent with two other pieces, kosher pieces of meat. Now it's only Nesu Drabanan because it's less than, it's a minority, but it's more than a 60th, so that's only Nesu Drabanan. All these cases. There's a suffix d'oraisa, but then I do something that now takes the iser down and not shuah d'rabbanan. Do I say suffix d'rabbanan l'kula or not? Big deal in the poskim. The maskan of all the poskim, the accepted psak kalacha, is that a suffix d'oraisa that became a suffix d'rabbanan is l'chumra. Why? Because it started as a suffix d'oraisa, we paskin it l'chumra. Once we paskin it l'chumra, we don't change our psak when it becomes an issue drabbanan. Right, once a suffix is hukra l'chumra, because a suffix derives l'chumra, it stays l'chumra even if the issue turns into a drabbanan. Right, that's the general assumption of the poskim. That's why every time someone may or may not have chafed off their pot and they wait 24 hours, after 24 hours, only drabbanan a pot that's not been yomo. Why do we say suffix derives l'kula? The answer is no, because originally it was a suffix derives when they chafed up their pot. And it was l'chumra. Now, 24 hours later, you can't change your mind and say it's the kula.
What if they didn't realize it?
Joel is asking the $64,000 question. He's old enough, like me, that he remembers a $64,000 question before who wants to be a millionaire, right? Before the inflation. But, okay, that is a big deal of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Kholi Sveik Sveika. On the and the Chloe speaks fake and Simon Kuf Yud. Joel has a great question. Again, it's not relevant to us now. What if you didn't realize the suffix till it was ready to rub on it? Right? You cook something in a pot, it seems to be totally kosher, et cetera, right? Big shyless. Muncie Butcher. Remember the Muncie Butcher? Were you guys old enough to remember the Muncie Butcher? A guy cooked in his pot. He's not sure from the Muncie Butcher. He doesn't. The Muncie Butcher also sold kosher chicken. Didn't only sell treif. You needed to have some, you know, receipts from the kosher distributors. He didn't have enough in the end. He needed once in a while to have the kosher distributor truck pull up so that he could look kosher, right? So you bought a chicken from the Muncie Butcher. You cooked it in your pot, and then 3 days later, it's revealed that half the chickens were treif. That's a great question. Now my pot, it's Einu Ben Yomo. 24 hours later, it's only suffix d'rabbanan. Joel's asking a great question. Do we say suffix drabanan lakula? Because when I found out it was suffix drabanan, or do we say no? 3 days ago it was a suffix d'oraisa when I cooked this chicken, even though no one realized. So suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, and it's already kavua and too late. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger is misupik about that.
Rabbi, here the changes also.
He's noted lahakel b'makom hefse beruba. Let's say etc. In the actual case of the Muncie Butcher, which is why I brought it up, there was a lot of. It was very sad that story happened. It was morally very sad that story happened on so many levels, but intellectually very mishmak. because of all the diunim that came up of exactly all these things. You had all these lamafreya questions that didn't normally come up in everyday life. Because mamash no one knew until later. So it was very, very gishmak. And most of the rabbis in Muncie, I think, were matur most of the dishes because of exactly Joel's point right now, because this Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says at the very least, by things you get kasher, you can make up. Okay, but that's not our topic now, even though it's very gishmak. Let's see, what does the Sharan say? Says it to the Sharan, and then...
Rabbi, in our case, it's a little different, though, isn't it? Because it's, the change is beheter. I mean, the fact that you're mevatel chametz is a dever, which
no, no, do. That's not what I'm talking about. I am there. This is the chiddush Iran. There are nine piles of chametz and of matzah and one pile of chametz. A mouse goes to the kavua and takes one piece in his mouth. Right now, when I see the mouse take it, what's the question? Question is, can I eat this or not? Is this chametz or matzah? It's not in my house yet. It's in the street. When the mouse takes it in the street, the question is it kosher or treif? That's a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Then the mouse goes into my house, and now there's no question of eating it anymore because I don't see it anymore. The question is b'dikas chametz, which is d'rabbanan. Ah, it was a suffix. Now it's suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. No, because it was originally a suffix d'oraisa in the pet of the achbar. Even though now it turned into a suffix d'rabbanan, it still stays suffix d'oraisa lechumra. Oh, okay. And now the Ran reads the rest of the Gemara very, very nicely. Says the Ran, what's the yisod? The yisod is it starts as a suffix d'oraisa le'inyan achila because the mouse hasn't gone into my house yet. Meaning, not like Tosos. It ends, starts and ends as Achila. That's too dachuk, he says. That's crazy. Obviously, we're talking about Bedika. But it starts. So he says, what does he say here? He says, this is Lochomra because it starts as a suffix de Oraisa when the mouse takes it. You see, he's like copying Tosos' thing, but getting it to work. Oh, what about the second case? In the second case, what happened? One mouse took chametz. Is there any suffix d'oraisa there? No, the mouse that took chametz is chametz. One mouse took matzah. Is there any suffix d'oraisa? No, the mouse that took matzah is matzah. There's no suffix b'chutz. I see a mouse taking chametz. There's no suffix v'adai. I see a mouse taking matzah. There's no suffix v'adai. I keep my eye on the two mice. Each mouse is a v'adai. There's no suffix b'tavar. What happens all of a sudden? The mice scramble and run into the houses. Now it immediately becomes a suffix d'rabbanan. It was never a suffix outside the house. It was only a suffix inside the house. So it immediately started a suffix d'rabbanan. That's the difference in this case. It's lakula because the suffix only started when the mice entered the house. The suffix only started when the mice entered the house. Again, that's his okimta. You could have read the okimta differently. You could have said the two mice, each one of them took a piece and then danced around and I lost track of which was which while they were outside. Now I have a suffix in these two pieces. Can I eat them? But that's, he says, that's not the okimta. Two mice took a piece. You knew which mouse was next to the chametz, which mouse was next to the matzah. Then immediately they ran into the houses. Now all of a sudden the suffix is only in the houses. In the houses, you don't see any chametz. It's not shyly eating them. You don't see anything. How can you have a shiloh whether you can eat them if you can't find it? Shiloh is whether you have to search for it. That's a suffix d'rabbanan. And in this case, it's posher than a suffix d'rabbanan. There's one mouse, you don't know which house you went into. As long as the mouse is outside, there is no suffix. There's a mouse with chametz. What's a suffix? It's a suffix is only which house you went into. So this is posher. This is posher. That suffix is only bishas knisa. The bias. He doesn't actually get around. Then we don't see missing some Chiddush Ran because he doesn't have any Pirush and Daf Yudah Ben Aleph, which is a little strange. It's very attractive, almost to be Mefarish. So I don't know what he would say in Daf Yudah Ben Aleph, but I can assume what he would say based on what he says until now, right? I would assume he'd be a Pluie, not a Greenie. I would assume, again, this is my assumption, because he doesn't say anything. Lakula, because here clearly, Pashut, that the suffix is only for the Ran, in the second, third, and fourth cases of our sugya, we know what's in the mouse's mouth. We just don't know where the mouse went. That's a suffix that started as a derabanan. That's a suffix that started as a suffix of bedikas chametz. Only in the first case of the Gemara, we know where the mouse went. We don't know what was in his mouth. That's a suffix that starts a suffix of raisa. What's in his mouth is what's in his mouth kosher, is in his mouth treif. And therefore, a suffix to raisa that becomes a derabanan is still a chumra. But a suffix that starts as a derabanan is lakula. That's the chap of the chidush aran. Okay, Rabosai, I think we've read shot in the Gemara, according to most of the Rishonim. What did I not get to today, unfortunately? I didn't get to Rashi, who doesn't say much of anything, but we have to figure out what he holds. I didn't get to the Rambam, who says a few things, but they're a little bit mysterious. And I didn't get to, you know, the question that I separated, because I really think it's a different question. I really think we would understand it worse if we put both questions together, which is, why did an old mutter, because it's fake, fake, a suffix, must be a suffix, they might have eaten it, right? Based on the Testament Aleph. What happened to the suffix achila? So I didn't get to those yet. We'll have to pick up with those next year, Amir Tzashem, and then I want to start going through each of the four cases of the Gemara. What I want to do is pick up with that, finish up the basic mahalach of the Gemara, and then what's left is I want to look at each principle of the Gemara as its own Shas Sugya. So I want to start the Shas Sugya of Kavua. Why is Kavua different than Parish? It's a very strange thing. Why is Kavua different than Parish? I'll send it to the Makoros later, but obviously we want to see the Makor of the Din of Kavua in Masechet Sanhedrin from Va'arav Lo V'Kama Lav, where we find the Makor of the Din of Kavua. Okay, find the Makor in Va'arav Lo V'Kama Lav, and we'll try to talk a little about why Kavua's Kavach Tzemechtzadam, but I'll send out Makoros. Sorry, I didn't bring them with me now. Meretz Hashem later. Okay, have a great Shabbos, everybody.
So Rebbe, you got to the last Makor in 45.
So I got to the last Makor in 45, but I skipped part of each Makor. I skipped the part of each Makor that deals with the factor of Achila, right? So I'm going to leave you a little bit confused, because I did all the Makoros except for the Ramban and the in brackets, and the, well, that's brackets, except for the Ramban. But I skipped half of each Makor. Which half? The half that deals with the question of why we're not making the mouse probably, or at least might have. So...
You mean the part of Achille regarding the Svek Sveka?
The way that Rebbe's saying it is that the Ran is giving he's taking a Shas principle about, in general, like a Suffolk Daraisa, and then now gets into Galgal to the Rabbana. But I think there might be, it sounds like there's two indications that he's saying that there's something specific in the Dika. First of all, is that when he starts off this whole discussion after mentioning all the other Shitas, he's like, now I have a different chat. This is all a hemshif about the fact that we just said that Chazina and it's a Vadai, that we're going to be machmir on. Meaning he says that this, whatever this halacha is going to be a hemshif of the fact that we know that by a Vadai, the Gemara just finished saying that if it's a Vadai, it's a Vadai. And two is that he says that, why are we going to be machmir here? Well, because a Suffolk Daraisa is not going to be any different than Chametz Nobisha. But making it sound like it's not just because there's a Daraisa I'm going to be machmir on, and then, you know, then this Galgal. It's a specific din, and the fact that he needs to bring a raya to, oh, this is not going to be any different than Chametz Noksha. Why would you need to say that? It sounds like he's saying that...
Okay, I am going to insincerely apologize. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that it's because, like I said, I just hazard here half of all the Rishonim without the other half, right? Let's review. There are two basic problems. Why are we Machmir and Suffolk Desha Tziburin if it's the Rabban and Sub-Durban Lekula? And why are we Machmir Suffolk if there's Suffolk Achila? So the ikker of the lines you're quoting from Rabban are answering the Suffolk Achila. But I want to know, where does he discuss the difference in Desha Tziburin and Shnei Tziburin, right? That's what's on the board now. Where does he discuss that difference? So where does he discuss that difference? So let's look at it. He says, Afkan. something wasn't a pika. Something we go for lechem without pika. The neser in a suffik, and when you're macher in a suffik, al karka alfa by serpadika. The chazina shenichna samnem and the bits of rakhi. It was already usher went into the house. Usher went into the house. Too late to revisit. I've got it to you on the next day. Shnei tzibur and extra matzah shal kamish. Shnei bought the bechel bevin and the rosei akvarim. Beloy din yohayu lehayu. Lo dom le gav le kama. The hachlo not le soy go lechem kodesh nechel spice. There's no something that bread before went in. Kadesh nomer, etc. Elin, if you guys rise, will vader shenachu la suffik. So, you know, when he is differentiating between these four cases, that's his principle. Nafal kodem al alechem, or nafal b'shas,
right.
On the bedika. What the part you're quoting is the other question that bothers everyone, which is, why we make it because of suffik achiva? And then he says, well, once an Isser went into this house, how do we know an Isser went into this house? Because Safi Dereis L'chomer before it went in. And so it's still Safi. Meaning, even if Safi Dereis L'chomer is Darabana, like the Rambam, which he himself says he and Kedushin doesn't agree with, then still, Chometz Noksha went into this house. Once went into this house, once you know an Issa went into this house, then Safi Achila is not going to help us. Because once you know an Issa went into this house, there's a Chiyah Bedika and ain't Safi Motsu Bevada. That's his answer to the question that we didn't get to. And that's what he spends almost all of his time on. But then he says at the end, Ataka, but why do I say ain't suffering into the father and father went into this house? Because it was suffering derisa before it went in, and suffering derisa is lachomra, and now it's treated like a father, yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to say. So, you're right, but like right. That's not the point now. Point now is why are we machmir here and nakel there? And nakel there and whatever we do there. That's my question now. And then the answer is clearly, as he says, because here it was a suffix that was l'chomer and turned into a vaday before it went in. Here the afterwards turned into a vaday.
Right.
Okay. And here it wasn't a suffix till it went in, and therefore it's l'kula.
Right, because the way I was thinking about it is that what could then, like, Rebbe is saying that, like, he's really answering another question, but you could say that then Mimel answered this question as well, and then it is localized to it, and just Bedika, which is that he's saying, now that I'm viewing this as an entity that's no different than Chametz Noksha, so then the reason I'm going to be Machmeh here is because this is also what Chazal had in mind when they had Bedika. And then it's not necessarily
I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is that this doesn't have to be a cultural Kula principle. It could be that when they made the Kan of Bedika's Chametz, this is how they made it. The reason why I was noted to make it a cultural Kula principle is because since Mela, it is a cultural co-principle anyway, then you might as well say that.
Right.
Not because you couldn't have made it a local principle. But Mela is, because after all, even with everything he says here, why don't we look at it differently? And why don't we say, the moment it came into the house, Safi Chametz came into the house, so it's really Safi Lekula. Well, no, because it was already in the Mukhas of Adai, so you could say, as a local principle.
So
you're right, it could be a local principle.
Right.
The reason why I was noted to make it a global principle is because that matches what we find globally anyway.
Right.
So, l'chora, if something's a principle here and it matches what we find globally anyway, you might as well say it's a global principle.
Right. No? I guess it's because the fact that he makes that dimion, and I have to look back to see that Rebbe's saying that the flow, how everything worked out. The fact that he was saying that he's comparing it to the case of Chometz Noksha made it sound like, I thought it was like a gishmak thing in terms of the chadir that people said in Suffolk, that was like a Suffolk, the rice of a homer. Is that it didn't Suffolk, it was a divada. That connection makes it sound like saying, no, now we're viewing this as an entity that's a vadai, is Sirta Rabbanan, and that you have to give a bedika on. And then it's like, I don't know, I'm trying to
Right, and what I'm saying there is, you're absolutely right, and that's the global principle of why we're not
at the end of the day,
the difference between us is not as significant as it sounds.
Right.
Yeah.
On the question you